WJFK Dateline has helped thousands find their perfect match. Let us find someone special for you.
Maybe.
Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Baby. What's happening with the computer there, Robbie?
Hello.
Baby.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Mike Show.
What?
Oh,
hi.
Part of something. You want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest?
I do.
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007.
Baby.
Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The A-A-A-A-B. Baby, 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 baby.
Baby.
Baby love. Hello, baby love.
Baby love.
My daddy's... Who that is my baby daddy? That's a song.
Yes,
I know,
it is.
Now I'm,
who know, that is my baby daddy?
And for some reason, I'm challenged by the baby song.
be my baby. Be my one and only baby.
Everybody loves my baby sometimes.
No. Hey, what are you playing football music for, huh?
What is going on?
What you hit the wrong button for, huh? I didn't hit the wrong button.
Did Rob do it, huh?
Yeah, the machine was loaded incorrectly.
I'm just trying to confuse why I think of another baby song.
Baby?
I kill you on the baby songs. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a double baby. Baby, I'm going to want you. Shall I continue?
Beach, hey, baby.
Beach, baby, give me your hand. Hey, baby, they're playing our song.
You're king of the babies.
King of the
babies. Well, be proud.
Who didn't know that?
That worked that well.
Who did not know that? Mm-hmm. Listen, before we start the show, now this is a very, very dangerous thing for us to try. Mm. We do have a website that's going to be coming out soon.
Mm.
Did you get the email about that? Did you guys get that email about that?
I did. Okay. Yeah.
So... Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Because you have, like, the most impossible email address.
I do not. It's absolutely not.
Well, it's not like Mike.
Very
at,
easy.
At
it's
whatever
time. Write it down. It's no. I won't do that.
Anyway, I know we've talked a lot about a website. We do finally have one coming out.
Cool.
Don't get your expectations up. It's going to be a place for us to sell stuff.
Oh, it'll be great.
And have a nice affiliate list and everything. And we're gonna try something today. I don't want this to necessarily be questions and comments or the email mailbag, but for the next 30 minutes, send us email and we'll read it on the air.
Okay. We have an email address?
Ask Don and Mike at papernapkinoneword.com. That it?
That's it. No, dot net.
.net.
Oh, .net.
Well, then what is it? Is it papernapkin.net or papernapkin.com?
It's papernapkin.net.
Okay.
So
okay. Ask D&M, or is it ask Don and Mike?
What is this?
The address.
It's in order to simplify.
Yes.
It's ask Don and Mike.
Now, is that ampersand or A-N-D?
A-N-D.
So it's ask...
A-S-K-D-O-N-A-N-D-M-I-K-E.
At
papernapkin.net.
Exactly.
And we will read these emails. See, this is a bad idea.
And it's napkin with a C.
I just want to say,
kidding.
It's a bad idea.
Really?
While I treasure each of you individually, I really don't care what you wish to write to us
on
the computer.
When did this happen?
This is something that we're just starting out with. Like, you got the email about the website starting up and stuff like that?
Yeah, is that the logo?
Yeah, that's you don't like that?
It's fine.
Oh, I hope you like it, because...
It's fine.
No, you don't, because you're saying fine.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's new.
Yeah, well, I had something to do with that logo.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think Sox had something to do with that.
With that.
Now I'm laughing.
But one thing I don't want is to have a part on our webpage where you could send us a letter, you know, saying, you know, you stink or you're great or
right.
How come you do this or how come you don't do that.
I don't want that.
But... Because we're going to eventually have, finally, a web presence.
Okay.
We'll try this today, just for a half an hour.
See, what this is bold.
This is exciting. This is new.
It's not new.
It's just something that every radio...
You know, to be perfectly frank, we're late to the party.
Every radio show on the planet does this.
Well, it's new that we're doing it.
It's new that we're doing it, yes.
We have a big server that can handle, apparently, a lot of volume.
Oh, good.
So,
that's good.
Again, it's Ask Don and Mike.
Yeah, write the whole thing out.
At papernapkin.net.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That Dan says they're already coming in.
Very good.
Fantastic.
All right.
All right, so that's
exciting.
All I wanted to say, and now we can move on with the show.
And we'll have stuff for you down the road.
Yeah, if the emails are any good. See, I don't think the emails are good.
If the emails aren't good, we're not going to offer stuff for sale?
Oh, no. This is a totally different deal. The stuff that we're going to offer for sale will be on our website, thedonandmikewebsite.com.
This is just a web address.
This is just
email address.
This is we're gonna see if a server can handle the volume of us giving out a web address on the air, and at the same time, perhaps have the chance to converse with some of our fantastic listeners.
Gotcha.
So it is askdonandmike@papernapkin.com or .net. .net. I'm sorry.
At papernapkin.net. Paper napkin.
Pardon?
That's kind of gay.
I know it. I didn't choose it. I didn't choose it. I didn't select
don't
it.
You think?
I had nothing.
Napkin.
I had nothing to do with selection of the server.
It's an excellent server. It suits our needs well.
And understand, ladies and gentlemen, when I react to all this stuff, it's the way I do because I don't know this stuff a lot of the time.
Hearing
so
it.
When I hear paper napkin, this is my spontaneous reaction. You know, paper napkin. It sounds like a cooking site or something.
I know. I agree. That's one of the things that I said. Mm-hmm. But then the other options that were posted to me were not.
On at my an iron curtain. Iron.
That's what I wanted. Something like that. Are you like in a you
and stud muffin.
Yeah, right. Ballsofsteel.com or something. But no, it's
paper napkin.
Paper napkin.
And we'd love to hear from you.
So anyway, write in. Please. And
Don and Mike at toyballoon.net.
Call now, phone Jeopardy.
What?
Call now, phone Jeopardy.
Okay, right. Listen. We're going to start the show. And let me start it by saying, hello.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Well, hello there once again.
Hi, this is Michael Scott Shannon.
Am I me?
What?
My name is Bobby. My name
hello.
Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
Ready for the WeCare.
24 hours of nonstop fun party till you puke.
Shannon in the morning, shut on with groaners.
Ah, how many wonderful groaners do you have that we can enjoy today?
Way too many.
Oh, that's my favorite. TM, too many. That's Milburn Drysdale's favorite answer.
What former heavyweight boxer battles the pain of stiff joints? Arthritic bow.
Oh.
Hello.
You know, they always do it.
This is Scott Shannon.
Hi.
What Olympic event? Hey, come on, Mill.
Hi, Mill Drysdale.
What?
The first one really knocked me for a loop.
Yeah.
What Olympic event is popular with sheep? Badminton.
Oh, Mr. Shannon.
What Olympic event will be followed closely by pirates? Arr.
Oh, wow.
What mythical creature packs the most heat?
What?
The Glock Ness Monster. You know, packs the most heat like
yeah,
like gun.
Don't have to
not
explain.
The delivery.
Okay.
It's,
hello.
Hello.
This is Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
Who's the most famous rapper in Scotland? Puff Laddie.
You know.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, you didn't give 100% on that.
I'm sorry, and I will try to do better next time. I will really try.
As advertised, completely lame groaners.
Yes, and sometimes they sometimes it's like taking a really good body blow.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Julia.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Arthur.
Riddick Bowe. You. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Singing Senator and all the ships at sea. Number one rated in Toronto.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Diego Merrick.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Friday, right?
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Yeah, it is August 20th, 20-04.
Wow.
Friday. Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Mexico North, Canada, call 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., if you're hearing us on WJFK, please be calling 202-432-1067.
Welcome.
Maybe the most ridiculous thing that I've seen on television recently as far as sports goes, I saw today on ESPN. Oh, you got the singing senator. I forgot we got him coming right up. What guy isn't in a fantasy league? We're in a fantasy league.
Right.
We're going to be having our draft on the air. We all go out and buy the same, roughly the same dumb magazines that have the same players, just in a slightly different order.
Yeah, everybody in every fantasy league basically picks the same guys.
So, you know, what you do is you go and you buy one magazine, and then when draft day comes, you end up passing the magazines around to the other guys, and you've got, like, your master list. Anyway, I'm watching ESPN, and I see Dorky Ron Jaworski, Husky is the word I would use for him.
Jaws.
And Chris Mortensen, the doughy Chris Mortensen.
What's his nickname?
Mort.
That makes sense.
Mortimer.
Eek.
So,
I'd call him Eek.
So anyway, yeah, it's these guys. It's Eek and Geek.
Right.
And they're sitting at an ESPN table, and it's Ron Jaworski, and he says, "Hi there, this is Ron Jaworski of the Philadelphia Eagles."
Talking with his hands.
Yeah, and of NFL.com. "Are you in a fantasy league and take it as seriously as we do at ESPN? Then what you want to do is make a one-time purchase for the ESPN pay-per-view fantasy football season preview. On this show, you'll get myself, also John Clayton from ESPN.com, Merrill Hodge. We will tell you the teams we think are really going to stand out in the 2005 fantasy season."
Really?
So this goes beyond a magazine, a list, getting a list off the internet. Now you're talking about paying, I don't know what the fee is, if it's $7.95, $9.95.
I'm going to shock you.
For a pay-per-view. Are you going to buy it?
It would totally appeal to me because it would be condensed. And it would seem to me that they would cut through, you know, those pages and pages of over-analysis.
Yeah.
But also, you know, really what I value in those fantasy football magazines is just ripping out that one page that has all the position players.
The best player available regardless of position.
You know when I would value it? If it was the night before a fantasy draft. Other than that, because the only one time you get screwed in a fantasy football draft is if you're not paying attention. Like some people I know who know every single game, who know every single injury report, and then there are people, and I just have it on good authority that in our particular league, say, for example, a player went down and you drafted him and you didn't know that he had been injured, you know, I think everybody would say mum's the word in our league. You wouldn't.
Yeah, right.
So that's the only fear I have when draft day comes.
It's just, you know, to me, there's something about pay-per-view. Now, I don't buy it, but I accept it. I guess it's my television morality. I can accept Ultimate Fighting, Tough Man Fighting.
Right.
I can get into. You like Dave Matthews? You want to buy the pay per view of
Dave
Matthews
concert? Go for it. Right.
Go ahead. You know, but what you're talking about now is two or three or four Husky guys.
Yeah, I agree. Now I see where you're going.
That is
going
to be.
You're talking about. It's a ripoff.
Yeah, because
they should offer it. They should put a special on ESPN and just have it there.
Correct. Because you're not going to get any insight from these guys, and some show that they've taped. You just mark yourself as the biggest mark in the world.
Fantasy draft shows and fantasy draft magazines and fantasy draft websites are very similar to NFL draft analysis. It's meaningless.
Yes, sure.
It means absolutely
Nothing.
Now, if it was babes in bikinis giving draft tips, that might be a worthwhile payment.
That would
break it up a little bit.
Yeah, sure. That would work.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Anyway,
here we are from the banks of Lake Havasu. See some of the world's greatest models telling you which theme to put together.
It's brilliant. From the shores of Titicaca, here is Miss Hawaiian Tropic.
Yes. We're on the beaches of St. Martin here, and we're going to please welcome Terry Bradshaw.
No one loves football more than me, and especially all the crap that goes along with it, including the fantasy leagues. And I do have all the magazines, and I do have the lists and all the stuff, but even I won't buy a pay-per-view.
Good
somehow,
for you, Don.
Somehow that's wrong. Mm-hmm. That's more of the prostitution of ESPN.
Yes.
And if they are not the most whored-out channel, I mean, was it last week that I turned it on, and you know what they were doing for a feature? It was ESPN Week at Disney World. So what they have
sounds
is
like fun.
They've got all the dopes that are on SportsCenter, like in front of the Mickey Mouse Playhouse,
right?
Giving sports scores and stuff. While the whole time, you know, it's the whole thing. It's synergy that the Walt Disney owns,
right.
ESPN owns ABC,
ESPN, and I know a lot of people love ESPN, but ESPN, if you want to get pure information, if you're tuning in for information,
that ain't the channel anymore.
You're screwed. I mean, they are all about hype. They're all about graphics. They're all about their formula, which is we're going to tell you, we're going to make it sound like a game had a certain outcome, but it really didn't have that outcome, so you'll be surprised when they give you that. Mm-hmm. It's not at all about information.
And I am a fan. Let me just say this. I'm a fan of the 8-button suit. Okay? But there's a time.
Would you wear one?
If I wasn't so fat, I would. There's a time and there's a place for an 8-button suit. I'll tell you when that time and place is.
When? Where?
If you're a pimp, you're walking into a very high-class hotel.
Okay.
And you've got some of your finest hoes on your arms.
Uh-huh.
That's when you want to wear a nice 8-button suit.
Yeah, so you think it's... But don't big fat guys wear 8-button suits?
No, I'm not... I'm talking about, like, the kind that Stuart Scott wears on ESPN.
Okay.
Where it's like
or the
almost...
kind like an NBA player could wear.
Yeah, almost right. Like Nehru jacket around the
right,
neck.
Right,
and
right,
then,
right.
Actually, maybe even, now that I think about it, maybe 16 button, because maybe it's
right. If it's double breasted, it would be
all the way down.
Yeah.
You know, you realize if we were to wear suits like that, it is the adult version of being Eminem, and we wouldn't be able to pull
right.
it off.
No,
I guess point being, while I like Stuart Scott, okay, even though I'm sick like everybody is of the booyah and all and his commercials and everything, I hate turning on SportsCenter when I want to see who won the game last night, but at first I have to watch him flex for a couple of seconds and be able to see all 16 buttons on his jacket, because that's what they're giving you. It says da-da-da, da-da-da, and then it's him standing there.
And SportsCenter with graphics, I'm all for graphics. It's such overkill. It's like going into a restaurant that's over-decorated, or going into somebody's house that's over-decorated.
Mm-hmm.
SportsCenter is like, pew, 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 overkill. It's like, get to the information, stop it.
Gaudy.
Well, they all do that, though. I mean, the Fox News does that.
They're all over
with the Fox News alert.
Isn't it the sports equivalent of the Leno program?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lots of bright colors and lots of reds.
Motion.
And,
especially when you watch the high def, which is just red, red, red.
Anyway.
Drives me nuts.
Just something that, I didn't mean to get going off on ESPN here, but the pay-per-view for the fantasy with Jaws and the rest of them, come on. Just eat one.
Huh? And I know you talk a lot of football, and you know how much I love baseball, and I don't want people to forget that, you know, baseball is still in major swing right now. We still have a little headline that I realize I probably lost my bet already, but I do want to share this headline on USA Today that says today, Red Sox gel in time to get in thick of race. And
I haven't had
a headline. You realize it's been 3 months since I've had a headline that I could read about the Red Sox.
I'd like to remind you it's August 20th.
Yes.
And that with the two-game cushion that you gave yourself.
It's a total of 10.5 now.
As of today, right now, for you to win your bet with me, the Boston Red Sox are 10.5 games out.
10.5 games out.
10.5 games out with what, about a month and a half to play?
Yes, I am taking solace in now already. Realistically,
Rob,
in the wild card race,
I'm going to have to ask,
because even though I'll be squeezing Tom's lovely buttocks on this show, I will, you know, I still, you know, we still have a chance of postseason, and that's very, very exciting.
The only thing that makes that better is the drama leading up to it.
What I would like, if you wouldn't mind, Rob, over the weekend, squeeze your brain around these numbers.
Okay. Are you going to go for a magic number?
Yeah, would you find the point in time when Mike will be mathematically eliminated, when there's no chance of the Red Sox winning the American League East, because that's what our bet is.
Actually, I've already done it, and the day is May 12th.
All I know is there's something like, what, 45, 46, 50 games?
Go wrap your brain around that, Rob.
I'll have it for you Monday. I will figure it out.
We'll find out on Monday. Fine. And then you can decide if you want to concede and get this thing done before, you know, Labor Day, or if you want to wait until after Labor Day.
I mean, it depends. It depends on a lot of things. I mean, they're not going in one direction. They're going in another direction. So I have to sit back and, you know, they have shaved a couple of games off recently, although the lead is still quite large.
Hey, and Rob,
wasn't it almost 11 games? I mean, which made like 13 games? It was probably at 10.5, which made it was a 12.5.
Yeah, so they've shaved two games.
Shaved.
When we've, we've changed offices. We moved from the third floor to the second floor. Thank you guys for not busting my chops on that. I know it's really the second floor and the first floor. But anyway.
Yeah. I'm done with that.
We're down here on this floor now. Mm-hmm. And Rob has now moved his office down to be near us and near Clementine and Sean Dallin, the dorky guy with the beard.
And all the little people.
And, all the little people around.
The guy who doesn't play golf. Right.
And on your wall, you have a list of current bets.
Yes.
Remember when Mike and I were in your office the other day? We're looking at that, and
we're fascinated.
Would you go get that? There's only like three or four current bets.
Yeah.
I think that we even
It'd
have.
It'd be a good update.
Call this gentleman though.
Oh, okay. Oh, the senator. You got it.
The singing senator.
Oh, good. Yeah, we did want to give him a plug here. The guy's name is Charles Albertson. Mm-hmm.
Charles Albertson, the state senator from North Carolina.
He's the singing senator. Remember, he's the guy that sent us all these things.
I was on the Don and Mike show.
Oh. Hold on, that's the one about us. Here's the one that has all of his songs about various topics, but they're all the same.
It was annual visit time. He checked me out and told me I was doing fine.
Uh-huh.
For my yellow teeth, Doc, what would you recommend?
Hey, listen, I know it stinks, but it's kind of cute. And the guy's a United States senator.
And he's like 70 years old, so okay.
But I don't reckon it'll happen again in months and months and months. And I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
So anyway, the guy sends us this CD. He says, I've come to D.C. I've heard the show.
Right.
It's a funny show. I'm going to send you a CD of songs. Mm-hmm. And he sends us a CD where all 15 songs are just like that.
Yes, the exact same melody.
Except and the same refrain.
They've got different words leading up to the part about months and months and months.
Right, right.
So then we say to the guy, would you write a song about us?
Mm-hmm. And he blasts it out.
If only all facets of our government worked this quickly.
This was an efficient United States senator.
Days later, we get this. We receive this in the U.S. mail.
I was on the Don and Mike show, and what a thrill for me.
Singing senator.
The best of all talk shows. Heard all across this great country. Some say they're controversial and a little crazy too.
Right.
To my friends Don and Mike, here's a singing toast to you. But I don't reckon it'll happen again in months and months and months.
He's wrong about that.
I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
Because we're going to have him on the show right now, and it hasn't been months.
Right, it's just been days. It's been a week or so.
Mere days.
Let's call him and just...
Charlie Albertson.
Tell him thanks.
Charlie!
Hello, Charlie.
Yeah, it's...
Senator Charlie. State Senator Charles Albertson.
One...
He's a
I'm 10.
White bearded man, correct?
Oh, he's handsome. Look at his website, singingsenator.com. He's really strikingly handsome.
It's a very dated reference, but he looks a lot like Foster Brooks. But
yep.
Sober.
Yep. Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
Did that make any sense?
Yeah, he's a little thinner than Foster Brooks, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got more hair. He's got more hair.
Fortunately.
So let's call Senator Charles W. Albertson. North
Charlie,
a senator. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, hey, Senator Albertson.
How you doing today?
We're doing great. We had to call you to thank you so much for penning that fantastic song about our show.
we love it.
We've been playing it, and our listeners have been calling. It's the number one most requested song we have.
Well, great. That's good. I hope it worked in, fitted in all right.
Yes, it did. We walked down the street now, all of us, and it's in our heads, just singing to ourselves, I don't know if it'll happen again in months and months. Very catchy.
Can I ask you?
That's wonderful. Great.
May I ask you, Senator, from the great state of North Carolina, how long it took you to write the song about us?
Oh, it took about, I thought about it one morning, and I'd say in about 30 minutes I had it together.
That's good. We were a little worried. If it took longer than that, I'd be concerned, Senator.
Now, since you were on the show, Senator, have you gotten a lot of hits on your website?
Well, we have right many. Yes, we have.
That's good.
Good.
And it's strange. Our Senate President Pro Tem has a great restaurant over Manio, and he called me last Sunday night. He said, Charlie, there was a fellow in here from Baltimore, and he heard him talking about you on the Don and Mike Show, and he was down at my restaurant. I thought that was great.
There you go.
Nice.
It's the reach of the Don and Mike Show. It's wonderful.
All right, Senator, let me play you the song one more time, and maybe you can tell us your thought process as you were going through these lyrics for about 30 minutes. Let's roll it.
Right after breakfast.
Okay, one more time. Here it is, one more time. The Singing Senator.
I was on the Don and Mike Show, and what a thrill for me.
Okay.
The best of all talk shows heard all across this great country.
Now, I want you to say something. That's a tough rhyme.
Yes, very tough.
That's a tough rhyme. That's not like...
You kind of ram that one in with a crowbar, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Good job.
Push it on in.
Is that your philosophy, Senator, when you're running? If it's not quite the right fit, you just jam it in there?
Just put it right in.
That's good. Push it real good.
Put it right in.
Say there's controversial... And a little crazy too.
Right?
To my friends Don and Mike, here's the singing toast to you. But I don't reckon it'll happen again in months and months and months. I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
There you go.
Now, that's beautiful. Thank you, Senator. We'll play that on our show. We will treasure that.
And drop us a CD whenever there's a melody change, okay?
Well, you know what I plan to do? I plan to go back to Nashville for too long and do another one. Things, of course. But I'll get you a copy as soon as I get it.
Wonderful. There you go.
Senator, as always, our best. God bless you and God bless the United States.
Thank you. Mighty kind.
See you later.
Bye, Senator.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's funny.
That's cool.
You know, it's funny.
He kind of gets it, too.
Well, it's funny. Yeah.
He gets it. He knows we're busting his chops a little bit.
But he's a real senator. He's a real state senator.
He is.
I feel like he can really...
He can affect change.
Do stuff within
his state.
North Carolina.
Yes.
And a powerful one in his state because he heads the Agricultural Committee.
Yeah.
Which is huge for North Carolina.
I don't know who it is. Someone around here did a Google search or something on the guy. And while he's goofy and he sings, he has written a bunch of important legislation for the state of North Carolina.
And didn't we ask him if he had any aspirations? I think that's where he's... comfortable at that level.
Yes. He enjoys being where he is.
There's no need to aspire to greater things when we can stay in North Carolina.
For months and months and months.
I think I might route up to Nashville and write me another melody.
Let me mention that... the guy that, Robbie?
Oh, I've got those bets, if you want
to. Okay, oh yeah, hold on, just let me mention that in our next break here, the guy in the tutu that, that jumped up on the diving boards and screwed up the Olympics, he has been arrested, but he will be on our show in the next, live from Greece, I think in the next 15 minutes.
This will be kind of a look inside the mind of a maniac and also a look inside the criminal justice system. In Greece.
Yeah, and also, just a great all-around entertainer, Ron Benishamon.
Spell it.
Benzamahon.
Benzamahon.
Hi, Mike. Ron.
We're having a little difficulty with his name, you see.
I got it. That's his name. His name is
Ron.
Are you retarded?
Why?
That's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Then he'll come on the show and say, well, how do you pronounce your last name? He says, Curtis.
Hello. Here is Dennis in Buffalo on WBUF 92.9. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hey, buddy.
Send it to you. Have a can of beer.
Ah!
somebody beat Joe to the punch.
We forgot that. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, we got to call back and speak to Joe.
Joe Arden.
World's oldest phone screener.
Weekend is here. Have a beer.
What?
Have a can of beer.
Oh, Joe, let's take it from the top, please.
Okay.
Best thing about that is when Rob and I exchanged looks.
Weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
There you go. That's the man. Thanks, Joe.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
It's like running a good restaurant. The most important thing is consistency.
We were,
Hank's that look around cafe.
That food out the same every time.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's look around cafe.
We call it the Ardinger standard.
Hank's look around cafe.
Weekend's here. Have a Coca-Cola.
Hank's look around cafe.
We were having some Joe fun before the show.
Really?
And let me just say how comfortable we are with Joe Ardinger.
Absolutely. Sure.
That normally if we're, goofing on somebody and they walk in the room, we change the subject.
Yeah.
And let me say that also, you know, I'm not immune to this. I know that this happens when I leave the room.
And I know it happens when I leave the room.
And
believe me, I know.
All I know is that if I go out to take a squirt and I come back and Mike and Rob are both in the middle of, and I walk in and all of a sudden it goes, yeah, and then it was,
oh, yeah.
Well, see, Rob has a tell, though. Rob has a tell when it's me when I come back in. Because Rob, if it's nothing to do with me, Rob will not acknowledge me. But if it is something to do with me, Rob will always say, hello, or something like that.
Yeah. That is Rob's tell. Well, my job.
You know,
the giveaway is his shirt being inside out.
We all talk about each other.
Sure.
But we all have a little decorum, you know, where we'll shut up about it when the person comes into the
however,
room.
However, with Joe...
With Joe, we just keep rolling.
There's no need to. So the discussion we were having in like the 5 minutes before we went on the air today was... Joe's famous comment is, you know, that night that...
Thanks, look around cafe.
Mike opened the look around cafe, and Joe couldn't find it, or the directions were wrong.
He couldn't get in past, it was real crowded, and he couldn't get past security, and the doorman went to Mike and said...
The guy came up that was doing security at the time, I think the way he put it was, somebody's here that says they're associated with your show, and I, in a very grandiose way, pointed to the back room where all you guys were sitting, and I said... My good man, everybody associated with my show is at that table, and I had completely forgotten
Joe. And then about 15 minutes later, my cell phone rang, and I picked it up, and I said, it was Joe, and he was upset.
Yes.
I said, and Joe, come back.
Came up to me and said, hey, Joe's outside. Well, I said, yeah, take him around the back or something like that.
And I said, Joe, if you come up to the door, they're expecting you. And then he said, forget it. I'm halfway home.
He was angry. Oh.
Yeah.
Then there still is.
Here,
yeah.
A little.
So then here's what happens.
It was a great night, though.
Joe will come in, and it'll be 5 minutes before we go on the air, and he's setting down the beverages, and he's going, you guys all set? All right, I'm going to be going out now. Hey, Don, I heard when you were talking to Frida, I get the same thing with Tracy. When she says she's sad, I never want to ask why. So then he ends it, and he leaves the room. And I said to Mike and to Rob, what if Joe talked like a real guy?
I mean, forget it, I'm halfway home. Forget it, I'm 50% of the way to my domicile. Oh,
that was it.
Right.
You would really have to up the IQ to the point where it's, forget about me returning to your establishment.
I've covered half the distance to my residence.
It would not make proper gas mileage for me, no matter how many free drinks you might offer me.
So we're going on and on about that. And Joe, meanwhile, is coming in and out. He knows we're busting his
stuff. He walks in the room.
Today marks the anniversary of the birth of my girlfriend, Tracy. Felicitations, my dear.
Looking forward to it, baby.
Had a good time.
Here's the thing.
Tonight we'll make love.
Tonight we'll make love. A couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago, when we were on vacation, Joe talks when we're not here.
I love it. I love it.
It's the best part of
the
reruns.
Yeah.
Anyway, he starts his show one day. He starts our show. He comes on and says, I'm your host, Joe Ardinger. Tracy's birthday, let's say, happy birthday, baby!
That was nice.
It was, and we all
seem to have heard that.
Somehow.
I mean, none of us, you know, listen with any regularity to the best of them. We hate hearing ourselves on tape, but the fact is we all heard that particular segment.
Hello and welcome. This is Joseph Ottinger. I've had the pleasure of spending my summer with a beautiful woman named Tracy, and it's a birthday today.
May I say happy birthday, Tracy baby.
And might I add, Friday is upon us. Let's have 12 ounces of lager.
Yeah.
Yeah, good old Joe.
Forget it. Forget it. I'm halfway home. How's it going there?
That alternative.
And ladies and gentlemen, look who's coming to the studio now.
That alternative is unacceptable to me. My vehicle is already 12.5, Joe.
You know what's going to make you laugh?
What?
Well, occasionally Tracy and I will leave little notes for each other when we go to work to find.
Right.
And today I made one and I was pretty much expressing that I have a desire to have relations with her tonight.
And it's, God.
And of course, yes.
Like, let me just, is it like me want to?
Better than that. I drew little stick figures doing it.
That's romantic.
Way to go, Kate Weller.
Much like the kind of figures you would see on certain cave walls.
Right.
If you were out with an archaeologist. It's wonderful.
Works then, works now.
There you go.
So did you? If I was more refined, you guys wouldn't even like me.
That's true, Joe. We love you the way you are.
No, it all works.
Now, the note for Tracy, without being explicit, what did you write anything, or was it simply pictures?
It was cavemanish. It says, me wanna love you tonight. And then it had a little guy and a girl.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yes, here we go.
So it was like, what was that Tommy Chong movie that his daughter was in?
Quest for Fire. Yeah.
Was it like that?
Was it like Quest for Fire when she goes down to drink at the pond?
Oh, yeah.
And she drinks like a dog?
Yeah.
And then he comes up from behind?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
And incidentally, you know, that I think one of the reasons that scene stuck with us is, and would stick with all men, is because in a way, wouldn't that be great if that's the way it really was?
It isn't?
Like,
okay, stud.
Kidding.
Stud moment.
Kidding, of course.
That.
Imagine,
women,
seriously.
Women who first act like dogs.
Right.
Because you're right. She was on her hands and her knees.
She went down to the water, and like any animal.
Right, that's what I'm saying. She
squatted down, bent over, and was drinking. And so what it would require would be, like, as opposed to having water fountains that were normal, you just had little bowls of water around that people went to, and that would be a time.
But all the women would still have to act like dogs, though. That's part of it that I like. I like the part where the women are dogs.
Well, the part that was intriguing to me was that my feeling from that was that when he did that with Ray Dong Chong, when that happened in that movie, I guess he could do that to all the cave
the dogs.
Yes.
Yeah.
He could basically just approach and if he was in the mood. And that's really the way I think we might still be programmed.
And it totally eliminates the need to draw a picture in the morning. There's no seduction.
No.
And color me crazy. I'm going to stand by this.
It could still be seduction, though, because a woman would say, man, I'm thirsty.
No, but Mike, see, the important thing there would be the first thing you said. It would not be man, comma. It would be man, as in man, as opposed to me, animal.
Right.
Man, am I thirsty.
Yes.
Man, am I thirsty. Man who can walk on two legs and doesn't have to bend into the water like an animal to drink.
Well, I think the guy had to drink like that, too.
Oh.
I think that's the way the guy drank.
Well, then that would not be my perfect world. My perfect world would be where all women were like dogs.
You mean where they it would just be...
This is a whole different fantasy.
It would be... Yes, he's going somewhere else.
I know.
We're going deep into the word of D-O-N-I right now. I think we are.
So women have to drink like that and all men get cups?
Cups and we walk around upright and they like crawl around like dogs.
No, we're normal. Yeah, we're normal.
We're still normal. Get Hawaiian shirts and everything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're
21st century.
So basically, we're mating with dogs then.
No, they're women.
They're women.
But we just
dog-like.
No conversation.
No.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be the best? Wouldn't that be the best?
Here's what I'd like.
I come home from work at night. I go, hey.
No, what I would like.
Quiet. Now you sit down and you be good, and then I'll give you a cookie.
I'd like everything else to be equal. I'd like everything to be the way it is now, except that one particular thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then you but see, if it was like that, then all the guys would be doing that, and then it wouldn't be real nice. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be real good.
No, but that's why you get the electric fence for your wife. So that other guy...
We're in two different ballparks.
Other guys couldn't come into your neighborhood.
I know where you're going with this.
And it's nothing sexual.
I know, but you want to feed your wife a dish of kibbles and bits is what you want. That's that's where you're going with this.
And
I'm talking about all women.
So am I.
Right.
I mean, I'm not including... I'm going to let all mankind, and I do mean mankind, in on this.
Yes.
How great would that be? What are you going to do tonight? I don't know. You know, my wife wants to go out for a walk, but I just might let her. I just might take her leash off and let her go out in the backyard for a little while.
Here I was just talking about how men could just sort of have their way with whoever they chose.
I got to go to the store.
Then it became twisted like a pretzel.
Yes, don't forget to leave the window open half crap for my wife.
That's right, and also be careful that the wife catcher doesn't pick your wife up and take her to the pound.
Hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk. Hot enough to fry your wife's brain.
Wow.
Please don't leave your wife in the car on a day like today.
That's right. Has your wife had all her shots?
Your wife has distemper. And now here I am jumping on the
stand. See, now, you know why? Because it's a great idea.
It's fun.
Because it's a great idea. If men were men and women were women, but women were dogs.
We're sorry, we're going to have to put her down.
Oh.
The real joy.
And if you were and how long have you been married?
Oh, yeah, right. And the dog,
it'd be like
23. So what's 7 times 23?
That's 161 years.
Oh, my God. Be long gone.
Decided you couldn't keep her, you'd have to find her a new home.
Right.
Right.
Cataracts.
Hello there, Jim. On the mic show. Jim, hello.
Hey, and there would be vats of peanut butter in every household.
All right. That's your own private thing.
And yet it goes to another level.
Yes, Don. Let's not twist this.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, this is Mark from Worcester.
Yes, hi, Mark.
That Quest for Fire movie is best on DVD as a date movie on a 60-foot plasma flat screen.
60-foot.
Really?
Really.
You are
a creep. 60-inch or 60-foot?
60 inches, I mean.
You're a creep if you think that's a good date movie on
I haven't seen it in a million years.
TV.
I don't even know what it's on. I mean, I wouldn't know what to think of it. I just remember that one scene.
And the movie, it's an awful movie, right? Like, no dialogue, as I recall?
No dialogue at all. But
wasn't it the whole rap on that movie was supposed to be historically kind of accurate? That's the way it was
That's what they said, yeah. And the funniest part was when the lions chased all the cavemen up a tree, and they fell asleep in the tree because they couldn't get down from the tree, and they fell out of the tree.
Yeah, right. That's a good date movie. Yeah. That's a good date movie on a 60-inch plasma TV. Okay, see you later.
Thanks.
All right, bye. Well, then maybe you could, you know, if you watch that as a date movie, then you could play the Quest for Fire game.
Bye-bye.
Put on some furs.
We got a break.
Water.
We got a break right now so we can talk to the guy at the Olympics.
Hey, honey, go drink out of the tub. I'll be right in.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I like those guys.
I do, too. Probably heard about OnStar by now.
Yeah, besides all the stuff you hear about, unlocking your doors for you, helping locate your car if it's stolen, even receiving a signal in case your airbags go off, there's this feature called OnStar Personal Calling.
Hands-free, voice-activated cell phone. You need this in the district because they're giving tickets now if they catch you on a cell phone. It's built in your car and plays through the speakers.
You buy packages of minutes that aren't subject to any of those ridiculous additional long-distance charges or roaming fees you run into with other cell service.
I know you think it sounds expensive. Not really. You get 100 minutes. It lasts me about 2 months for $29.99.
Well worth it when you think about all the times your cell phone dies on you when you're in your car or decides that it doesn't feel like working.
OnStar is available on more than 50 GM models from Saturns to Cadillacs. For information about OnStar, check out their website at OnStar.com or swing for you, Buzz. Buy your local deal. See, Buzz swings.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're doing a big thing. I can't get it. Ow. Here it comes. It's 6 yeah!
What is this girl doing?
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
They share common interests. Don and Mike.
All right, bear with us for 1 second as we make contact with Greece to talk to Ron Benzeman, 31. He's from Israel. He's a drummer. He's a percussionist.
Okay.
We'll find out why he put goldenpalace.com on his back and how he crashed the Olympics. Rob, did you get the stuff from your office, the bet stuff?
Yeah.
We're waiting for the connection from from Athens, Greece.
Where it's evening time, right? Night time?
Yeah, 7 hours.
It's Sunday night, right?
What do you have up on your wall?
These are the current bets right now. Of course, the bet that everyone's most concerned with, that the Red Sox will win the Eastern Division in 2004 by at least two games.
Which they will.
And the
right.
And the stakes there are a Tom Gavin nude full body massage with oils, his front, back, legs, feet.
And he will be wearing a towel, though. I'm not going anywhere near any of the bad places.
But he'll be nude, though.
Hold it. Right. I didn't finish. Glutes.
Oh, excuse me, Rob.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Time out. We have an Olympic update.
For an Olympic moment. Hey, Ron?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, now, ladies and gentlemen, this is... Now, Ron, how do you pronounce your last name, sir?
Ben Simon.
Ben Simon.
Yeah, where is this?
Well, we're doing a show that's syndicated to about 48 American cities. We're in Washington, D.C.
Okay, cool.
And how are you doing? Are you out on bail now, right?
Yeah, I feel like bail. I'm fine now.
Now, here's the thing about this guy. If you don't know who this guy Ron is, he's the guy that crashed the Olympics, got up on the diving board wearing a tutu. He's got goldenpalace.com on his back.
Right.
Not only does he get through the security, gets up on the diving board, he then jumps into the pool, and he swims around for 2-3 minutes before anybody even figures out that they should do something about him.
Now, when you did this, Ron, you obviously got through security. You had a bag with you, obviously, with all your clothes in it. Is that how you had the tutu, how you got the tutu in? Or?
No. I had my clothes under me. I had a jumpsuit, and I had all my clothes already worn on me. I had no bags. I had nothing. Wow. I was just sitting out as a normal person, and I just jumped on and got all my clothes off on the board, and then I went on the board with my tutu, but everything was on me already.
How long did it take before security got their hands on you?
Well, they got a hand on me only when I came out of the pool, basically, because on the board, nobody could come and reach me. So I did my little routine, had a bit of fun, and that's it, and I came off.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, how much did GoldenPalace.com pay you to put your name on their back?
They didn't pay me, because what happens is that Golden Palace is financing my record, and I'm putting up in 4 months.
Oh, okay.
And this is the reason I did it. I wanted the whole world to know who I am and to buy my record when it comes out.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so that works. So when is... I'll give you a plug for your record here. What is your record, and when is it... I guess it's coming out after you get out of jail.
No, I'm out of jail. I'm finished. I'm still in Greece. I'm be leaving here on Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm fine.
So wait.
My record is coming out in about 4 months, okay? It's the first record of house music, but all acoustic. So the first ever house music on acoustic instrument. So it's going to be pretty cool.
The last we heard, you'd been sentenced to 5 months and that you were going to appeal that sentence. Well, how's that going?
Well, the 5 months, we appealed it, and we paid the bail, and that's it. That's how it works over here.
Oh, so you are not going to serve any time in jail, then?
No, it's done. The case is finished. I paid my bail. I'm free, and I'm having a blast in Greece.
Wonderful.
So you're having a blast?
Oh, good for you. All right.
Listen, I want to tell you something. Well, on one hand, it's disturbing, of course, with the security problems, that you could get in and get on your tutu and jump off the board.
Right.
You know, on one hand, that's troubling. But on the other hand, I got to tell you, that is maybe the funniest thing that I've seen in sports all year long.
Let me tell you guys something. First of all, the security in Greece is very, very tough. I mean, to get in the venues, it's very hard. There's the army. There's about 10 policemen for every entry to get in, you know?
Right.
But once you're in the stadium, I mean, I didn't have guns or anything. I was just a normal person with different clothes, you know, just a Bluetooth. And just went on the board. I mean, it wasn't... if there were any terrorists or any plans, I'm sure they would have stopped it. They had no...
Ron,
I had no intentions, and I think they saw that I had no intentions of doing anything.
Ron, did you at any time, when you talk about that, and you talk about the security... Right before you were going to do this, obviously it's quite an adrenaline rush when you're getting ready to do this type of thing. Did you fear for your safety at any time? Do you think, hey, maybe, you know, they don't have guns that I can see, but, you know, they see a nut running towards one of the athletes, somebody might just take a shot at me?
Well, like my friends tell me, they call me adrenaline junkie, you know. Some people take drugs, some people take alcohol. I like having adrenaline rushes. And
adrenaline, right.
So it's the biggest tip in the world.
Now here's a question. Tutu or not, crashing the Olympics or not, how high up was the diving board that you jumped off of?
Oh, 3 meters. springboard and I jumped high. It was a good. I know how to dive actually. I just did a nice belly flop. Like this is very nice.
How did the crowd inside the venue react to you?
Oh, they were tripping. They were clapping because I don't know if you saw the video, but
I did. Yeah.
If you see it, there's pictures on GoldenPowers.com if you want to check them out. But I was on the board clapping, and the whole crowd was just clapping, going crazy. And then I jumped, and it was fun.
So now, rather than being in jail, would you say that you are a man of a note at the Olympics? Are you now known when you walk around Athens?
Good question.
Are you famous?
Well, kind of. I don't know if it's fame, but I mean, people recognize who I am because I have a black eye because the police gave me a little beating when I finished. So, recognize me for this, I think.
So they gave you a little beating. Was that out where the public could see you, or when they pulled you?
No. They brought me in the bathroom and just beat the shit crap out of me.
Yeah. Oh, wow. did they really beat you up, huh?
Oh, yeah, really bad.
Yeah. Oh, I had no idea.
In my town, I'm the hero. Like, everybody calls me, but I don't know. How is it over there in the States? Everybody knows who I am now, I hope. I can go get the record when it comes out.
Yeah, here's the thing. They showed the clip of you, like, you know what ESPN is, right?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So they show it on SportsCenter, but they show it in the highlight, and they say, on one hand, while they're saying it's funny,
right.
On the other hand, because America's so goddamn politically correct, they say, this is really not something that we should even be showing you, but
right.
We're going to show you just for a second.
Well, you know what? At the point where we are now with all the terrorism and what the stupidities are going on in the world, when something is funny, you should appreciate for what it is. You know, if it's funny, it's funny.
You've got to agree.
If it's terrorism, it's terrorism. Why mix everything all the time?
I agree. I completely agree.
That's why we don't laugh anymore, because when it's funny, we say terrorism, and when it's terrorism, we really cry, because it's not funny at all.
All right, let me ask you this, and this is kind of a serious question, and I'm for you. I think it's funny that you did this. I laugh at streakers. I like guys that do this. I think we take everything too seriously, especially our sports. But did you get the impression?
Did you get the impression that
maybe the authorities worked you over pretty good because they were scared of the fact that there was a breach in security, that they were just freaked out by it or embarrassed?
I don't think they were scared. I think more that they feel like ashamed because I went through security. But
yeah,
like
yeah.
I told before, like I told everybody in Greece through the media, if I had something on me or I had intention of doing harm, I'm sure they would have stopped me.
Did they not notice?
I have no intention, and it shows that I have no intention. These guys are trained to see if you want to do something wrong. But if you want to have fun, I mean, they're not looking for an idiot with a tutu, you know, or just wanting to jump on an Olympic event, you know what I mean?
How do you get the clown shoes past security? We heard you were in clown shoes.
Oh, I was wearing them.
And they didn't notice?
Clown shoes. I don't know why everybody says clown shoes. They're nice, sock shoes there.
I think the best
part of it, because I didn't want to slip when I started running.
Yeah.
I think the best part of this story is, are you famous in Greece? Yes, because I have a black eye. Because like it's everyday practice. Oh, the cops beat me up after.
They beat him badly.
How would this?
Oh, here, it's everywhere.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Rob, because you're an Israeli. How would that play in Israel if you did something like that in athletic event in Israel? How would that go over with the authorities?
Actually,
there?
If you want to laugh, I was born in Israel.
What's that?
Yeah. I'm in Israel. I just live in Canada. I don't think they would have done nothing because, listen, they're so used to that. So I mean, something, when it's funny, they appreciate it for what it is. You know, it's funny,
right.
It's funny. That's okay. It. And drop the case.
And in Canada, it's actually a sport.
Ron, thank you for your time.
The first gold medal for Canada.
Go to goldenpalace.com to see the picture of Ron. And Ron, stay on the line for a second. Send us your record. What the hell? We might play a record one day.
Yeah, for sure.
Right,
actually, when I'm going to release it, I'll send it to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, hold on, dude. Hold on just a second. Bethan, pick that up, please. That's probably as close as we're ever going to get to an actual Olympian on this show from the current Olympics. That is the man in the tutu that made a real splash of the Olympics.
Now, was it Real Sports where they interviewed the guy that does all the streaking all over the world?
Yeah.
How, if you have any sense of humor, how can you not laugh at those guys? I mean, you know, they're not out to really hurt anybody.
No. You should go to that website and check out the video now that you heard the guy. It's funny. Back to the bets?
Yeah, this really isn't a bet, but just a reminder that Mike will be rotisserieing a turkey on the show before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I can bring in a 12-pounder.
Okay, that'll be excellent. It takes up to 14.
Now, again, what we've done, we're moving back now to the stuff that Rob has tacked up on the wall.
That is all promises. Yes.
This is a prediction. There's no stakes, but it's worthy of note. Mike says that by April of 2006, The Rock will be a huge movie star.
Yeah, I'm worried about that one.
I'm worried about that one.
Hey, we've all done it, okay?
Yes we have.
$50 bet. Don says that Robert Blake actually pulled the trigger. Mike says that he hired it out.
How do we determine that bet? I mean, it's basically how a court of law determines.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Right.
But there's no end in sight
and
on that.
And if Robert Blake goes to the happy hunting ground, it's a push.
Yeah, it's a push.
Right. That's right. No one has to pay any money on the bet we love so bad.
So that's all we got right now?
No, and the one last, this is more of a promise. Don says that he will donate $5,000 to the Red Cross if Lewis is ever on the show, again, in studio or via wireless mic.
Gotcha.
All right. So that's nice. What we have. That's
meaning
play right
that
now.
The little rat could call sometimes.
Yeah, he could sneak
that
through. Call.
I'll hang up on
and
it.
And he has.
It would have to be through your. You'd have to agree with him.
Right.
Gotcha.
So that's what's at play right now.
Now, before we.
I know what you think. I'm totally jerking your chain here about the internet.
Okay.
Let me call a webmaster here. Just a moment. I know we've talked for a long time about having a website.
Yeah.
Frankly, I don't see the upside in it until somebody said, well, why don't you sell...
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetness.
Well, somebody said, oh, I sell like baseball hats or high-quality shirts. So that's what we're going to do. Anyway, Frida is involved in this. We have the domain name, you know, DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking like, what, October for that, honey?
No, sugar. For to begin with, y'all, you know, No, it won't be October.
Okay, well...
Yeah, but certainly thereafter, though. Sometime
okay.
In the fall.
All right, that's what I thought. Now, I want to say...
Know, certain things need to be done, photos and, you know, planning and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Having said that, so you know that that part is on the... That's all I needed from you, honey. Just the assurance... Well, because I goofed with everybody a little earlier.
You goofed with everybody that you work with, or
no? Everybody listening.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody listening. Although I'm sure there'll be some smart people that say I knew it all along, but I bet there's a bunch of people that didn't know.
Right.
What I did was I mentioned that we were going to have a website, and I didn't even get into the discussion that Frida actually thinks on our website that we should have like a questions and comments thing, and I said,
no, that's you're misinterpreting, you're misrepresenting me. That's not what I thought. But
no.
I thought that if you don't want to do it, it's fine.
I don't.
And you don't even want me to say what I thought. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Like, if anybody had a question about, like, something that happened on a past show, they could write in, and, you know, my wife, because she's got so much time on her hands, and you really don't, could write back, like, personal responses to people with, like, stupid, I don't care about stuff like that. But anyway, after saying all of that, hi. What I did was...
I just didn't hear a response. I was waiting for...
Slinky, come back here, Sugar Bear.
Oh,
don't go away.
Oh, she's with the dogs.
I'm walking the dog. Sweetie.
The deal was...
Walking the dog, great song.
So I said to her, you know, let's move with this website. And like I said, don't expect a lot out of it. Not a lot of bells and whistles. You know, not like crazy pictures of us. Just a nice logo. Buy a t-shirt if you want to. You know, that type of thing.
All right, but you're a little premature in all this. It hasn't even...
Well, I only mentioned it because earlier today on the show, I said we were going to be trying out something new. And I was very opposed to this questions and comments thing on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But that people, because we are starting, and see, this is where part of that was a lie and part of it is true.
Mm-hmm.
We are really finally doing the website, and my wife is
right
here to tell you that we are doing
that.
That's
all true.
We are not... ever going to be taking your questions and your comments over the World Wide Web. However, an hour ago, when I gave out the address, askdonandmike@papernapkin.net.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right.
I think in the last hour, 28,000 people sent us questions or comments, and they received the following response. Ha ha! Just kidding. This is a rejection letter. The person who gave you this address does not want to have anything to do with you. This is probably bad news, and people cope with bad news in phases. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Let me help you through these. It must be a mistake. Nope. You got an address in the form Don and Ask Don and Mike at papernapkin.net, right? Well, we here at papernapkin.net, all we do is send rejection notices. If you got this email address, it wasn't an accident. You've definitely been rejected. Why is this happening to me?
Why?
There are two main points. First, the person you wrote to obviously had this email address ready to give to you, so they get a lot of requests.
Right.
Second, for whatever reason, this person would rather let you get this rejection letter than reject you in person. So who should you be mad at? All the other creeps who have hit on this person before you, ruining your chances, or yourself for being too intense and scary. I promise I'll do better next time. Fine, great, but just not with Don and Mike, okay? The message being sent here is pretty clear. Besides, it may not even be your fault. As we pointed out above, this person gets enough email, this would be us, to memorize Don and ask Don and Mike at papernapkin.net long before you came along.
Wow.
Maybe you're out of your league here. I don't care anymore.
Good grief, that's a long letter.
Yeah, that's a little verbose.
Well, it says bottom line, you just didn't get rejected. You learned about a great new tool, papernapkin.net. And this is something, this is the biggest thing. I saw this on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Women are using this now when they see guys in bars,
right,
rather than give them a fake phone number, they say...
They give them a web address.
Yeah, it's like Denise at papernapkin.net, and then the guy writes, and then you get... It's really a rejection letter.
It works very well if you're in a large metropolitan area, and you don't travel in the same circles all the time.
Right.
Yes.
It's probably not the type of thing you'd want to give out to somebody you were going to maybe see that following weekend.
Right, so to those 28,000 listeners that logged in the last hour and got that, you know...
It was just a joke.
What can I say?
And I'm sure we'll get phone calls from those people, too.
No, I
won't be ignored, Dan.
Yeah, I bet we get more calls from people. You know, I knew it all along.
Yeah, of course.
I knew it all along. And maybe some of you did, but I bet some of you didn't.
Right.
And we are starting a website,
yeah,
for whatever it's worth. We really are starting a website,
uh-huh,
finally. Even though I don't know what we're going to do on it, besides sell T-shirts. What? Hello?
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 I'm picking up the poop.
I love you when you're picking up poop.
I do.
It's that dog thing again.
Yeah, stay on the yard.
All right, bye, darling.
Bye, boo.
Whatever, bye. Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Whatever.
Well, there you go. Well, the phone was doing that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. Ever.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, Don.
Yes, and Mike.
Hi, it's Angela. You know, there's a phone number that does the same thing, the rejection hotline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to call it on the air, I can give you the number.
What it says it's total rejection?
I think didn't we have it one time,
yeah,
Robbie?
Yeah, we've called it before.
Yeah, this is just
I've called it before, but it wasn't through the show.
No.
Got a real person. A couple of people gave me it.
Not on my show.
Hello?
Hello?
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
I got so angry.
I just want to let you know that they also got a phone number out for
all right,
girls
we
and guys.
We just got that. We just
second
got that.
Guy,
come on.
For goodness sakes. Okay, enough
give
with
you that number.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wish they had a phone number.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Say, are you ever going to stream your media? If you
no, 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 and it's not because it's we don't want to. Our company won't let us stream.
So, you know, us active duty military folks that have to go overseas, sometimes that's the only way we can ever get your show.
Please take it up with Mr. Leslie Moonves, who is an American citizen and the president of our company.
I would think there might be a revisiting of that. That would just be that would be a hunch I have.
We do.
I had a 10-year gap. I was here in the D.C. area 10 years ago, and I'm back here again. And I love your show.
You military guy?
You
are you a military guy, sir?
Military guy down here at Quantico, mm-hmm, and I look forward to driving home and stop and go traffic just so I can listen to you guys.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. And we are proud to have an American flag hanging in our studio,
yes,
that actually flew in Iraq, I think in May? Is that when the thing flew in Iraq?
April.
April?
You know, and it's corny to say, and it's jive, since the subject came up and that guy was just on the show. We're really in the middle of a lot of military activity.
Sure.
A lot of people that come back from Iraq, that come through here. And for all of you guys that listen to the show, I mean, really, welcome home. Hopefully you're home for good. You don't have to go back. And we do mean it. It's said a lot on other shows, but I know Don feels the same way I do. We do appreciate the people that serve their country that way.
Yeah.
They're on the front lines, and we appreciate everything they do.
We all
kidding.
Do.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
Hey.
You bagged me, tagged me, and hung me on the wall, man.
Oh, with the email? Oh, good.
Yes, I sent you like 5 emails. I'm like, oh, finally, I got through. All right.
Oh, no.
Okay. Look, mail from Don and Mike.
All right, thank you.
And I even went to the website, but I didn't read it. I just wanted to see if it was a real website. As soon as it came up, I said, oh, it's a real website, yeah. I didn't read the fact that I was going to get done. I'm so stupid.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah, all right, bye.
We didn't mean it, but as soon as our real website is
a little joke. Couldn't help ourselves.
We'll let you know. We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get out my leg! Get out my leg! Get out my leg! Get out my leg! Get out my leg!
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, for you, sir, for the greatest man in show business.
Here's station break. How about... York, Pennsylvania.
Very good.
W-O-Y-K.
That's a good choice.
Superior, Wisconsin.
I love Wisconsin.
Duluth, Minnesota.
97 WGE.
There we go. I like this. I like when you do it this way.
KCJJ, Iowa City, Iowa. WGAM. Palm Springs, California. 1010 The Buzz, Tampa.
Sing it!
Right on.
All right.
So there's some of the stations carrying the show on the Westwood One thing. Phone calls, yeah, we'll get to those soon. Monday, oh, God. You know, we've been on such a good roll. Mm-hmm. The shows have been good. We're all having fun.
Right.
And all the guests have been great.
True.
It all ends on Monday.
Oh, really?
No.
Why?
Yeah.
What is it? Does it have to? What's happening?
Well, no, it's just... All we have booked for Monday is Sophie B. Hawkins.
All right, finally!
Yeah.
I gotta, like, read up on Sophie B. Hawkins.
I like her.
I am clueless.
Get yourself an old book.
Is there a hit in her past?
As I Lay Me Down was a hit.
I Wish
summer.
I Was Your Lover. Yeah, anyway.
Now I'm out.
Beth Ann says she's still singing. Sophie B. Hawkins. So anyway.
I like the name. I like, you got to like anybody named Sophie.
That's Monday. And I, you know, I could be proven wrong. Now, it went great with Cyndi Lauper. She's going to be calling us back, as a matter of fact. But we are fans of Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah,
I'm
Cyndi Lauper was really, you know, it came out of nowhere. It was a fantastic guest. She had exactly what we required in a guest. She wasn't quite right.
Well, hold on a second. Hello?
How do you know Sophie B. Hawkins won't have exactly what you want?
Well, I don't. I didn't. I wasn't saying that. I, you know.
Do you want me to book both of them?
What?
Do you want me to book Cyndi on Monday too?
Wouldn't that be a little overkill if they were both the same kind of quirky...
And we just had Cyndi Lauper on like a week
pop
ago.
Pop singer?
No, about 2 weeks ago.
Here's something you can talk to her about.
What's that?
Oh, but he came in to get a book.
She was a percussionist in Brian Ferry's backing band in the early 80s.
BFD.
She was born Sophie...
Hey, Brian Ferry deal.
Okay. I might have something you can sink your teeth into.
What's that? Oh, Buzz... All right, Buzz, very good. You found a dirty picture of her on the internet.
Not dirty at all. It's extremely fetching. It's
hey, she's
hard.
Cute.
Yeah, isn't she?
Oh, there you go.
This
okay.
is what I'm saying.
Hey, she's hot.
Yeah.
I can hang up now.
But that's one of those weird pictures where you can't really see her.
All right.
The B stands for Ballantine.
Like the beer?
So there's that.
Well, that's...
Ballantine Ale.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The one beer to have when you're having more than one, I guess.
All right, that's
Hey, I got a wrong and incorrect question we could start the interview with that would make things go well.
What's that?
We're big fans of your genius brother, Steven. And because he's Hawking and she's Hawkins...
A hilarity would ensue.
And now everybody's helping. You notice everybody's coming in to help now.
Your sister, Sadie.
Sadie Hawk, yeah, love her dances.
I made a mistake. Schaefer was the beer that I just said.
Oh, Schaefer.
The one beer dance.
Is that what you'll have to come running in? You know, let me just say this.
That's a New England beer. That's a Rhode Island beer, Don. You should know that.
It's a great bunch of people we have working on the show now.
Yeah.
But if the same energy was put into getting a better guest than Sophie B. Hawkins as there is to running in to telling Rob that it's not Ballantine beer, it's Schaefer beer.
Right. Maybe Joe could draw a picture with stick figures.
Schaefer
it's beer.
Is the One beer to have when you're having more than one. That is one of the great jingles of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Sophie Ballantyne Hawkins wrote it in 1992.
And Beth Ann, I'm just kidding, to ruin your weekend.
I'd like to see more.
I'll ruin my weekend.
I'd like to see more pictures of her.
I'm just trying to make you cry.
I told you.
You gonna cry?
No.
Gonna
That's
cry?
A bad booking on Monday.
Gonna cry?
Gee,
cry?
You.
I know, just that you think it's, you guys will just do great things with it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, you give us a pile of dog poo, and we're going to have to turn it into, like that scene in, the scene in Ghost with Patrick Swayze.
Yeah,
and,
when she's on the clay wheel.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. You're going to give us some dog turd, and we're going to turn it into an ashtray.
Yeah, but we are experienced in that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just kidding you.
It might be our number one skill. The best.
Who knows? We might even like the Sophie B. Hawkins.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Chew on that.
How old would she be?
About 100.
I don't think so.
She's not that old.
No, I'm kidding. Seriously, what, 90?
They only put the birth dates of the important artists in my book, but she did chart in 92.
Now, see, I don't even know.
She's in her
30s. Now I feel like I must defend
her. She's in her 30s.
Yeah, I think right. so.
She's like a one or two hit wonder from the 1990s.
Good for her, but she's charming.
All right, she's a one hit wonder. Anyway, that's
Hawkins.
That's on Monday's show. Anybody watch the Olympics? I know I didn't last night.
I logged a little time with some swimming.
Sophie Hawkins watched.
A little time with some swimming. Watched some of the people in the pool.
Not me. Fantastic game last night. Carolina Giants. Great. Even though the games don't matter.
Now, I told you what I was watching, which I discovered last night, which was awesome.
What's that?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High was on the regular cable. It was very exciting.
Oh, and as I told Mike, you know, every once in a while, you get screwed if you're looking up your grid and you see, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's on a channel called WAM,
right.
W-A-M.
You said it's a kids' channel?
Yeah, be very careful because it's edited. Uh-huh. And all of the bad words and all of the bad scenes are taken out of the movie, so I guess when they show it on WAM, Fast Times at Ridgemont High is about 13 minutes long.
There are movies that there ought to be a law, really, where you cannot do it. Mm-hmm. Like, for example,
there ought to be a law, says Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
Bully.
There ought to be a bunch of laws after today. But you know what? Really, they should have laws.
After today?
Like I will tell you.
Just starting today with these
yes,
laws?
Goddamn right. And they're, the thing Scarface, I saw Scarface edited one time.
Oh.
It's absolutely insanity,
right?
To take a movie like Scarface and try, and you know what was the one that I saw the other day? There was another one that was.
Here's where they screw you all the time when it's a channel like TBS,
right?
Okay, and they say tonight, or maybe it's TNT, whatever. They say tonight, uncut, The Godfather Part Two,
right?
So you sit down and you think, okay, there's going to be some commercials, but it's going to be the uncut movie.
Yeah, you can get all the language.
Except they turn down the knob when they drop the F-bomb or when they drop the S-bomb.
Do they do any, visual editing?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, you still see Sonny.
It's fine.
Turn it into Swiss cheese at the toll booth.
At the toll booth.
Right.
Yeah, you still see James Conn. And Mike, why is it that is really our go-to Godfather scene?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Out of all of the great scenes in The Godfather.
All of the violence.
The one that...
It's the best one.
He just pulls up to the top.
What happens at the end? Just trivia question. What's the very end of that scene? What happens? What's the guy do?
Hold on.
Hold on,
because there's the guy in the toll booth that is crouched down when he sees all the shooting going
right.
on,
mm-hmm.
and then James... I don't.
He kicks him in the head. Kicks him right in the head.
And then they get in the cars and just drive away, right?
Yeah, and then, of course, the end of the scene is when the other guys come up and run up to the body. But
right.
it's kind of fading out at that moment. But the real, after he gets whacked and the guy, you know, the guy on the toll booth, it's just such a beautifully directed scene.
That's
the
greatest part. When
the awkward guy
goes down.
In the toll booth, he goes down. But at the end, after he walks it, they get done shooting him. I mean, they blast him. And then the guy walks up to Sonny and does a little Tommy gun rake on Sonny's back. And then, king, right in the side of the head.
Great. Wow.
Great.
The Olympics. Okay, so I watch football. You guys watch the Olympics. Do you care? We're winning right now.
I'm winning.
U.S. has 35 medals, China 29, Russia 21, Australia 19, and no offense, Jap attack, 15 for the Japanese.
Do you know what's missing from the Olympics, and I think the reason the Olympics aren't nearly as popular as they used to be? You don't have a Cold War anymore. And it used to be, remember it was us against these Eastern European and Soviet countries?
You're right.
And that's where all the excitement was, and now everybody's kind of just a country, and you know, the U.S. still does well, but other countries have certain specialties. I don't think there's that underdog feeling that we used to have in the United States, and I think that's what we like to root for.
Basketball team won again. Still think they're not going to win the gold medal, though. Still think they're not going to win the gold medal. I should have bet you on that. I did watch the game. I'd still take you on that bet, because I think that, and you're going to be surprised to hear this, the guy who gets what the United States should be doing the most in the Olympic team is Allen Iverson.
Okay.
The guy who most people probably would think, if they're not a basketball fan, is a thug, is
a selfish player,
is a me first guy. Mm-hmm. And you know who else, surprisingly, at least for me? LeBron James, besides being a kick-ass basketball player, here's the problem the United States guys have. When we go down and it's we got our five guys with the ball, all we try to do is make 35-foot shots. That's all we do. Nobody moves the ball inside. And do you know that the three-point line for the Olympics, I found this out yesterday, it's 3 feet closer than it is for the NBA.
Cool. Really?
And then they put up a stat saying all of our NBA players thus far in the Olympics, three-point shots, 7 out of 58.
Well, is that because it's closer?
No, wouldn't you think because it's closer, it would be easier?
They're overshooting.
They're all overshooting. That's probably what it is. I mean, you're conditioned to make those three-pointers.
But there are guys like Reggie Miller, though, he's not on the team, but he'll take a three-point shot from 3 points from behind the line.
You know, you'd have to ask a basketball guy, because I'm not sure whether that would make it more difficult.
I still, if you want to bet, I hate to be un-American, but I do think we're going to lose. I don't think we're going to get it. But anyway, we're winning in the medals. Regis Phil, but now I had one.
I will bet you a gentleman's bet that we will win the gold.
Okay, you got it. I've been wondering all week. I watched the Regis and Kelly show. I love the Regis and Kelly show. I really do. As I've said many times, he's great. She's great. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like 40 years between them.
Right.
Reminds me of Mike and his girlfriend.
Thank you.
But they got real good chemistry. She's funny and he's old and it's great. So I'm wondering all week when I'm watching Regis why he's holding up the Guinness Book of World Records every day at the beginning of the show this week. So, and they're doing some dumb, it's like, you know, today Kelly will try to break the record for eating the most donuts in one, you know, in a minute, something she'll never do.
Right.
Well, I finally figured out why. We got a press release here. Regis Philbin is in the new Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, God.
Wow.
He holds the record for the man, the woman, the human who has spent the most hours in front of a television camera.
Wow.
15,188 hours on TV.
How about that, boy?
The previous record holder was Hugh Down syndrome.
Isn't that hot?
Wow. Regis is 73. Yes. He started as a news anchor. I was born in 1958. You were born in 1959.
Right.
He started as a news anchor in 1958.
58, that's when I started, baby.
Yes.
I've been in front of that camera for 15,000 hours.
Two more years left with Kelly Lee.
Wow. I will die in front of that camera.
So that's why he was holding up this Guinness Book of World Records all week.
Take a look at this, huh?
Because he's in there.
Hey, Mike Wallace. All right, get bent. What do you think of that, Wallace?
He's in there. I know we mentioned this the other day about Paris Hilton finding her chihuahua. Yes. Remember that?
Yeah.
Her sister got married. Nikki Hilton got married.
Uh-huh.
Mike, please to be guessing how much Nikki Hilton spent on her wedding ceremony.
Is this a trick question?
No, it's not.
Yeah, so it's basically something that would be in line. I know they had an incredible party, and they
let me say that Nikki Hilton,
they got married in Vegas, right?
Is loaded, and the guy that she's married to is worth at least $100 million.
All right.
And they got married in Vegas.
I know they had a big weekend party, but I know it was small. I'm going to say they didn't spend a lot of money. I'm going to say they did a kind of a low-key thing and then got a...
Give me a dollar figure.
I'm going to say $5,000.
Buzz.
I'm going to go crazy in the other direction. I don't know the answer. I'll say $4
million.
Yeah. Well, they have all the money, right?
Right.
$230.
$230.
$230.
We're both wrong because we both went over.
Yes.
Hold on. Actually, $290. If you count the rings, they paid $30 each for their ring.
And they got married like in a little chapel.
Yes, they did. Ceremony was 20 minutes long, and the song that they had was Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Wonderful song.
So it was a trick question.
Yes, it was a trick question. And see, if it, here's the point of the trick question.
There's a lesson here.
When you ask if it's a trick question, if I say yes, it's a trick question, then you're going to know.
I would immediately lowball. But you know what? I would say that that information is incorrect.
Why is that?
Well, because you're probably the price of the rings and the price of the ceremony. But the fact is that Nikki and her husband also had a weekend long party.
Yeah,
so if
yes,
you added that up, like the hotel.
No, but I'm talking just about the wedding.
Just about the
wedding. How much did their Vegas wedding cost?
You know, you didn't specify that.
$230. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did not.
Yes, I did. I don't know. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't.
Yeah, well, I would have. I think I think if you really looked at it, it would probably be more than that, because don't they travel really at the absolute time? But, you know, I also think they probably get free rooms wherever they go.
Anyway, I saw that on Entertainment Night tonight last night. And
well, of course they get free rooms. They're Hilton's.
I saw the other story about crazy Madonna. Now, what is it? Is it Kabuki?
Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
Kabbalah, a unique form of Judaism.
Right. Her kooky Hollywood religion that she's made up.
Right.
I see this on Entertainment Tonight. Now, not only does she drink the kooky Kabuli water.
Kabbalah water.
And she has the kooky...
Yarn bracelets.
Yes, all of that stuff. Right. Now, she's stretched, and they had a picture of this last night on Entertainment Tonight.
Uh-huh.
She is tying herself to a rack, you know, like if you wanted to torture someone.
Right.
What she's trying to do is to get her body, get the toxins out of her body. This is part of the crazy cabaret thing that she's doing.
Right.
But she's finding, guess what the side effect is? When she's hanging herself to stretch herself, her boobs are getting bigger.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful.
And that was, I don't know any details on this.
And she doesn't like that?
Right, no, she's upset about this.
Praise Kabbalah. What I want to say is get racks for lots of women.
What'd you say? Praise Kabbalah.
Praise Kabbalah. Sure.
Praise Kabbalah. That was so funny. I see Entertainment Tonight. Wow. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Here's Madonna with her new religion, and then they show footage of her, like a bondage thing.
Really?
She's being stretched, and then they say, the only downside is her boobs are getting bigger. And then, you know, that dork doesn't have the nerve to say to Mary Hart, I'd like to buy you one of those stretching things right
really?
Now.
Yeah. These are for all the toxins she picked up in the 80s. The thing is, aren't there a lot of other celebrities that are practicing that Kabbalah form of Judaism?
Mostly female and
Spears,
mostly singers.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, they women who would want to follow in Madonna's footsteps.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, crazy stuff. And oh, hold on, here we go. Here is a call from James. James!
Hi, the reason you said Kabuki is because that's the type of makeup that Kiss wears.
Right, Kiss wears Kabuki makeup.
I think
Kabuki.
Here's a tip. I think he knew that, sir.
I did. Thank you, though. And thank you, Buzz.
Yes.
And thank you all.
Yeah, really.
And Mike, thank God you're okay.
I didn't do anything to help you there.
No. I just said thank God you're okay because your mom didn't say thank God your place was okay.
For anybody listening right now, I'd just like to enlighten them to the fact that Don knows most of the jokes.
Most of them. Okay. That's the important thing.
Yeah, as do I. We both know most of the jokes.
We know most of them.
I know some of the jokes.
The statistics, 82 to 85%.
82 to 85% of the jokes on this show. We're hip to them.
So I'm in South Carolina last weekend, dropping my kid off at college. No need to applaud that. I've told the story a million times. What I didn't mention was, now you're seeing the ads for the new talk shows that are coming out.
For the fall season.
Right. So I see the ad for the Jane Pauley show. Mm. I'm thinking,
Jane Pauley.
Who wants to see this broad on TV? She was nice enough when she was on TV, but she's one of these women. And listen, there's no polite way to put this. She is now part of the wall. She is another brick in the wall. She's not hit the wall. She's not sliding through the wall. She is, like Buzz, like that woman you had that was grafted into her sofa.
Yeah, she's become part of it.
Right. And the promo that I saw for the new Jane Pauley Oprah-like show is her goofing on herself and saying, I've had so many bad hairstyles over... You know, she had
that same
pretentious way of talking. However...
Well, they did that like 20 years ago.
However, you don't know this. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't know about this. You know what her big hook with her talk show is?
Is that she's bipolar?
She's bipolar.
Yeah.
So that at any moment, she could either be on this show, and you know it'll never happen. But the way that they're promoting this...
Are they really promoting it that way?
I saw an ad where it says, Jane will be as unpredictable as her hairstyles over the years. Then it goes to a cut of Jane Pauley going,
I've never mentioned this before, but I'm telling you, Stone Phillips, I'm bipolar, meaning I'm manic depressive.
Then it goes, the all-new Jane Pauley Show, starting Monday at 3 on South Carolina 8.
Yeah, all right, so join Jane when she has Bozo the clown on when she's in a really bad mood.
So anyway, she's going to announce to Stone Phillips soon that she's bipolar.
She's
going to
Stone Phillips.
And then she's going to use it on her TV
show. Here's the deal about that. If she is indeed bipolar, which I have a big question mark for anyway, she's obviously got the medication to deal with her disorder.
Right.
So you're not going to see. Now, what I'd like to hear, if you want to really promote that show, Jane Pauley has announced that she's bipolar. She will not be medicated on the show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Watch guests make Jane cry.
Right. And, you know, her first guest should be someone suffering from Tourette's syndrome.
Yeah. Just make it a free-for-all.
And make sure you watch all the episodes when she's sitting there like Tom Arnold.
With her legs shaking.
Oh, boy, I'm running out of time. Just let me say, do you have the special music for the feel-good? Okay. Let me say, Mike.
Yes, Don.
I found that you have two daughters now.
Yes, I do.
Wonderful girls.
Thank you.
You would like to know that they're not 12 yet. Your daughters are not 12, are they?
Not even close.
Girls aged 12 to 16, by the time they get to that age, 12 to 16, more than half of their friends, this is just girls, more than half of their friends are having sex.
Oh, dear.
66% have tried alcohol.
Uh-huh.
For girls, this is just a girls' survey.
Right.
For girls whose friends aren't having sex, it's only 10%.
That's why in my household, we will be recreating at that age the Sound of Music. That's where it will take place in the convent. How do you stop for your like Maria, or whatever that song is.
Anyway, there's a funny, I was reading this thing, what is this? Parents become aware of dating and sexual behavior by the children. Alert, blah, 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 blah. A lot of the girls say that they are mimicking behavior they've seen in their parents. When asked how to describe their parents, 87% of the girls between 12 and 17 said their parents seemed like losers. Wow.
So
there you go.
Well, that's good luck. Normal, though.
Now, finally, the feel good. And I try to get a Friday feel good. I ask you, which is worse? Think about this right now. Having to listen to this song by Dan Fogelberg longer.
Yeah.
Which is worse, having to listen to the song or having prostate cancer?
Well, listen to the song.
Buzz?
I'd say cancer.
Robbie?
Well, you can cure cancer.
Now, here's the question. How does Dan Fogelberg solve this?
Does he have prostate cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he does. But, Mike, he's fighting it.
Good.
And he wants his fans to know.
Fight, Dan, fight.
He wants his fans to know that he's not going to be on the road for a while.
All right.
Which means tonight his show in Peoria, regretfully, will be postponed.
Oh, dear. That's a shame.
They sent us, I'm not kidding, danfogelberg.com sent us an email asking if we would announce to our listeners.
Yes.
That Dan Fogelberg has got this and he's being treated. You know.
Did they catch it early?
Here's my thing. Why not just open the window and say, hey, anybody who cares about Dan Fogelberg, anybody that was going to the Dan Fogelberg show, you could just pick up the phone and call them all.
Be easier. Yeah, he probably has a list by his phone of his fans.
Yeah.
And you could just, like, you know, do a group speed dial.
Sure.
I'm not feeling too perky.
Well, we wish him the best of luck.
I hate this song.
I don't. I hate Dan Fogelberg.
Well, what has Dan Fogelberg ever done to you?
Yeah. All those times, back when I had to play records.
Yes, I know.
And you're going through the stack, and then you end up with something like this.
I guess if Bobby McFerrin is to get prostate cancer, you'll
that's fantastic. That's even better.
Oh, my.
That's even better.
I guess getting the prostate cancer was just part of the plan.
Oh, that was one of his songs.
Yes. Buzz is a fan.
Yeah.
Anyway. All the LPs.
All right, I'll end this like all the deal. Our best thoughts and prayers go to Dan Fogelberg,
the leader of the band.
Please. Right.
I mean that.
What?
I feel that way for Dan Fogelberg.
You feel what way?
I want him to get better. No.
And I feel the way I feel. I want him to die.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do.
No, you're being
what a worthless bag of water he is.
I like that song where the snow turns into rain.
That's the one that I hate the most. Oh. The Auld Lang Syne.
There we are again. There we are. Traveling different paths.
Anyway, that's the feel good.
That's terrific.
That's my feel good. Is that maybe Dan Fogelberg will die soon.
Oh, my God.
Okay, clear.
Just a Messina without a Loggins.
What?
Just a Messina without a Loggins.
Well, clear on the line, though. Do a phone scan.
Tim Weisberg.
Bus. Yes.
877-365-3636.
Twin sons of different mothers. Right.
God. Watch it. Just watch it. You guys know way too much about Dan Fogelberg.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Anyway, phone scan straight ahead. These are unscreened calls. 877-365-3636. Anybody can call.
Absolutely. Yes. Even Dan Fogelberg.
No, not him. Not unless he's calling to announce he's dead.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Shocking. It's shock radio.
You.
Oh, shock.
Diamond.
Crazy radio. Jackson.
How about you, little buddy?
Yeah, I'm controversial.
We'll be back with your calls.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
The Don and Mike Show.
I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today. Thanks to Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Well, thank you, Dude Walker. And just ahead of your phone calls, 877-365-3636 with a phone scan. I want to thank the highly perverted Johnny Norman, who works here on our station. John Norman.
One of the good guys.
Our production guy. Remember about an hour, 2 hours ago, beginning of the show, talking about dogs and
Quest for Fire. Quest for Fire, right?
I was just kind of just ad-libbing about how it would be great if we lived in a society where men walked upright and women were treated as dogs.
just a fantasy.
Anyway, as it turns out, John came in with, maybe 8 or 9 different websites, which, what? Are devoted to exactly...
Of course.
And
you know, I would venture to say they're probably websites that are reversed with guys acting like dogs that are on the same deal.
Big weekend ahead, then.
Not the ones I looked at, Mike.
Well, the ones I've looked at.
Big weekend ahead.
I just know the ones with the guys with the dog collar on being led around like a dog. They all like their little bondage. Little leather involved in some of these websites?
Yeah, I mean, and like dog bones and dog food and anyway.
He's a busy man, that John Norman.
I think it's fascinating. 877-365-3636. Phone number, here we go. Phone scan, last phone scan of the week. Hello, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hi.
Rick James is dead?
He's trying to do what's her name? No, it wasn't the Jeffersons. It was Good Time.
Florida.
The Evans, right, yeah. Florida
James
Evans.
James is dead. Damn.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, phone scan. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I got a question for you.
Did you just burp?
Yeah, it was weak, wasn't it?
It was. What town does your mom live in, before you continue?
Okay, she lives in Whoreville.
Thank you. All right, what can we do for you?
Proceed.
Okay, my question is...
if your mom lived in Canada, where would she live?
Hello?
If your mom lived in Canada, where would she live?
I have no idea.
He might not have heard that one.
Might have missed that one.
All right. I'm sorry, but I don't think he should be allowed to proceed.
Well, let's just hear what he has to say.
All right.
Okay, listen, I remember you were talking about toenail fungus. What did you use to give her?
Mike, that would be Horonto. I just hung up on the guy, so he knows next time it's Horonto.
Do you think it was really necessary for him to precede that sentence with listen?
Listen. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Effective tool.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi. You're on the air. Hello there.
Good. May I give you a groaner?
Because
a groaner is a joke.
Technically, it's a joke.
That's fine.
So
not to us.
You mean it's fine with us giving out your telephone number if we don't laugh?
Well, you're not going to laugh. You never laugh with the groaners.
Right, so...
Exactly. So it's an exercise in futility.
Terminate the conversation. It's so hard to say goodbye to, to so many nice people. Whatever. Big goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan here.
Where the F is Rupert?
Rupert. Rupert from Survivor?
Rupert was a no-show.
That's a good question.
And I think really the interview worked great because of that.
Yeah, right. Well, besides, what would we possibly have said to Rupert?
Exactly.
We have more to say to Sophie B. Hawkins.
Yes, I think the reality shelf life, when you've got a reality star, somebody that's made their name on a reality show, I think really the best time to interview them is the day after the show was on.
Yeah.
Whatever the circumstances.
Like those mommies.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can talk about the show.
Right.
Rupert, I mean, that's it.
Rupert is doing a lot of promos on CBS, though. They must think people love him.
Right.
Because he's still promoting Survivor on CBS, and that's at a national
level.
Well,
he's what every American strives for.
Oh, did you see the...
Beauty?
They've got the new cast of,
tie-dye shirts.
Of the Survivor, whatever, the Survivor 9 or 10. Anyway, the hook this time is going to be, it's a one-legged man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a guy
and
with
ham.
A guy with a peg leg.
Oh, excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Donnie.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Dan Fogelberg, and longer than there have been fishes in the sea, I've been your daddy. Now, where's my effing Cadillac?
Funny. Get out of here. You're a funny call.
Feeling better.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Right, we're doing great, thank you.
Yeah, I got a quick question for you guys. I just started listening to you about a couple weeks back. I barely discovered you guys on the radio station, and I just want to know how you guys are just, insightful and just, make this show so great.
How what?
How we're so insightful and how we make the show so great.
How do you do that?
It's
do
God's you... gift, sir.
Is that what it is?
It's God's gift.
It's a gift.
Yeah, we were
blessed.
You guys are, just talented. And
we're fantastic. But I should be honest with you. We have in the back room, I don't know how many, 15, 20, maybe 30 of today's hottest comedy writers.
Fantastic
that are
writers.
Helping us with our material. And, listen, much like Jay Leno, we pay for jokes.
We pay for jokes. So if you'd like to send us something, you can send it to, what was that web address that was there today?
It was paper. Don and Mike Jokes at
papernapkin.net.
That's
okay. Is that the rejection letter? Yeah, right.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. There you go, right.
But I can't disagree with anything that guy said.
No, he was perhaps the most insightful caller of the week.
It was wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
I'm not going to answer that.
Hey, Donnie.
What?
I got a question. What's your Boston Red Sox bet this year?
Wait a minute, where have you been? First off, it's Mike that always makes the bet. I make the bet with him, but it's Mike that makes the bet. Second,
right, I understand.
We talked about it on today's show already.
And why? What are you asking that for?
Because the Yankees rule.
What is the point?
Go ahead. You want to tee off on him? I mean,
no.
It's just the nature of the Yankee fan.
It's an absolute perfect example of a Yankee fan. Absolute perfect example of a Yankee fan. I would like you to play a tape that you play quite often.
Which one is that?
It's a British gentleman that's asking a question.
Oh, okay.
It's your favorite tape.
All right, it's a question for you, sir. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, I am retarded.
Oh. Are you retarded?
So he knew.
He knew he's retarded.
He already knew.
It's not a rhetorical question.
Have a good day.
Are you retarded?
Okay.
Well, at least he knew that.
Hello.
High functioning.
Yankee! Who is retarded? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Love you, Don. Love you, Mike.
Oh, and we thank you for that, sir.
I was just calling to say, Opie and Anthony, XM Satellite Radio, October 4th.
And I want to tell you that we are scared. We've had to go out and buy an entire shipment of Depends underpants.
Don't worry, they're on in the mornings now, so you don't have to worry.
Yeah, I'm real worried about it, sir.
I'm going on CB Radio October 5th.
Save the Empire, damn the man.
No, that'll do it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there. Hello.
Hi, can B.A.B. my sexy?
No, I had to dump that out. Stop that, please. It was a wonderful call about Beth Ann McBride. But,
oh, dear me.
But everybody's having weird thoughts today. And listen, for those, although I said I don't want to keep the beach towel club thing going with Beth Ann, because she really is, except for the Sophie B. Hawkins thing, which just must be fixed by Monday. She's a fantastic producer. And
she is. She's doing a great job.
Works her ass off. And the celebrity that I would have to say, and I'm not kidding now, she most resembles is the broad with the crazy voice on Will and Grace. Except She doesn't have the
she doesn't have that voice like that.
She didn't have the gazongas that the
right.
girl has either. That
right.
woman has either, whatever that woman's mm-hmm. name is. But that's who I think she most resembles.
And it fits right in because, you know, we're all very much like the two characters on the Will and Grace. Which one would you be? I want to be the guy that makes the entrances. Jack?
Like
Bob, how do you know that? You know all things Magic Box.
And I'm Deborah Messing.
And like it matters, either way, all we do is kiss guys. Yuck.
Yum.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Reno Arbusto, Radio God.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, Bakersfield, California calling in.
Right on KGEO, that's our station. Don't boo them, Rob. What can we do for you?
What? I love your theory regarding the dogs and women.
Yes, and it'll be in Parade magazine this weekend. Watch for me on the cover of Parade magazine.
You'll be interviewed by that Brady guy in the back.
A few moments with
Donnie, D-O-N-I.
Exactly when did you get the idea to treat all women like dogs?
Little picture of you.
James Brady, in step with Donnie.
Would there be a leash law?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I'm a regular Baltimore listener. I have to tell you, earlier this week I was up in Napa Valley, and I was able to listen to you guys on KHTK while I was going from winery to winery all day.
Excellent.
I have got to tell you, man, your show is slap nuts funny when you're drunk.
Hey, thank you.
Well, thanks.
When you're drunk.
Yeah, that's right.
Both.
I can't wait till draft day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is Joe Lennon saying, give war a chance. Vote for George Bush.
Okay, guy doing a little John Lennon thing with that for that guy we had on yesterday.
You don't get many John Lennon impersonations anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, calling from Virginia, stuck in traffic on I-95, and Michael, the trick question with Nikki, I didn't even think about the lowball because I was thinking a lot of money, but the trick question I thought that he was trying was how much did Nikki pay, and the answer would be zero because Daddy paid like $4 million like Buzz said.
Right. You're stuck in traffic. That's really where you deserve to be right now. I hope you're behind the bus.
Yeah, and thanks for calling me Michael.
Michael.
Please focus on the concrete abutment and think what you could do with that.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Hey, where's that tape of GIF where he talks about driving his little car into the concrete of
my little Mercedes convertible?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know how I prepared my chicken. I just look it straight in the eye and say, you're going to die, bitch.
That's a cool chicken joke.
Stop that.
I'd like to tell everyone that I enjoyed a chicken for lunch today.
That'll get my wife mad.
Yes, an entire chicken.
Hey, GIF.
I thought seriously about driving home one night. How easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side.
There you go, Gif. Have a chicken.
And I'm down to vote. I'm still saying about when you can count the end easier than you count the beginning.
That's when she had him. We have that just as GIF mumble.
He had a certain part of his body on the mantle, and he was answering all those questions like,
is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
Yeah. That's another great Frank Gifford tape. Boy, you know, it's been a long time. This is right after Kathy Lee was really getting on him after with that Susan Johnson.
She still punishes him.
Why is it I remember that woman's name?
I know.
Here's GIF again.
Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Is this when they had him in the glass box on Monday Night Football?
the glass coffin,
Is this going to be a good day? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Wow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Not Mike.
Yeah, phone scan. Howdy.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Two quick questions for you. One, please be predicting the battle between Exorcist and Anacondas.
Please to be answering that. It's Exorcist all the way. Mike, how do you feel about Exorcist versus Anacondas?
Great media campaign for Exorcist. They're using the old one, including that great old Exorcist voice. What a wonderful day for an exorcism. Mm.
And really, Anaconda, for being a cheesy, crappy movie, it's a pretty good movie, the original Anaconda.
I agree with you.
It's got those great people in it.
I agree with you, Baby Bird.
Baby Bird.
you know the joke I told you when I went up to my sister's house and we were watching like a video of Anaconda, or it was on cable, I forgot which one, and we had the baby monitors just way back when, and I switched them around, and so I was sitting there when they were all watching, and I went upstairs, so now I'm going to go to bed, and then I got on the little baby monitor, and I said, I'm watching you, Baby Bird. Be very careful, Baby Bird. Still a running joke, I have to do the Baby Bird thing.
John Voight is one of those actors He does a movie like that, Anaconda, right. Which is a piece of crap.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like that movie, what was the movie with Kevin Bacon? Another great crappy movie, Tremors?
Tremors.
Yes. Tremors. And then you'll see John Voight in something like the John Grisham book, The Rainmaker.
Yeah, he will do a very wonderful performance.
Where you realize, goddamn, besides being Angelina Jolie's father,
right.
This guy is a good, heavy-duty actor, mm-hmm. and then you see him when he says, hey, baby, bird.
Well, I think he's in that category of, Hollywood fathers that are nuts have Hollywood daughters that are nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Dern is another example
right,
of that.
Yes, mm-hmm. right.
You look at some of the, I watched a little bit of Blue Velvet the other night, and, Laura Dern is crazy always.
Yeah.
I got news for you. That Laura Dern, hit with the ugly stuff.
She never really blossomed.
No, she never filled out.
But that movie, Blue Velvet, is one of the most disturbing movies I've ever seen.
We've talked about this.
One man's disturbing is another man's erotic.
or reassuring. We had mentioned earlier this week the movie Mask.
Yeah. Yes.
Laura Dern,
starring John Carey,
is in that. But she plays a blind girl. She's the love interest.
Oh,
remember, but she's blind?
I think you could look at Laura Dern's filmography, and I don't think she's ever done a normal role.
Well, I was going to say.
Now, wasn't she in Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Yeah,
that might have been the only semi, but even that's kind of whack,
But when she plays a normal sighted person, she still has the same blank look in her face. There's no difference.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, am I still here? Don.
Yes.
My other question, I'm sorry. I am also adopted, and I just found out where my birth mother's from. I'm just wondering, the fastest way from Manassas to get to Whoresville.
Almost funny.
And it's Whoreville.
Yeah, not Whoresville.
Don't put the S on it, okay?
Hello, Don
but
the
Manassas
and Mike
thing, that makes sense.
Like Donna Summers.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Whoresville, West Virginia.
Hello, this is the phone scan. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hot Fat Radio Gods.
Hot Fat Radio Gods.
Right, what can we do for you?
I love the hot and fat, I really do.
I was wondering if Dolores still lives.
Dolores? Oh, you mean like Robbie Downs for Transvestites?
Yeah, exactly.
We still do that bit. We did that not long ago.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
See you. All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. Man, that was worthwhile.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
We're doing great. Whoa, out of time. That's it, you're it. What can we do for you?
I got a question. This weekend when you took Bart down to school, did you happen to get Mike's girlfriend a ride down to school, too?
My girlfriend is past college age. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, good one.
Is she really?
That's true. I don't know.
Listen, you, my friend, you're the last person on the phone scan. You got the $25 Tower Records gift card.
Yeah.
Are you actually counting?
Yeah,
I saw you with your fingers counting.
Yeah.
She's old enough, not.
I'm okay.
$25 Tower Records gift card for being the last person on the phone scan. This week at Tower, all Elvis CDs and Divids are 25% off. Tower Records, everything worth hearing is here. Go to tower.com. Enjoy. Thank you. Where are you calling from?
From Tampa.
From Tampa, right on.
And in the words of the great Donny Osmond, who was riding in the back of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile one day, sir, don't you wish you were me?
Thank you for listening. It's great. I'm happy as a pig, and you know what? That we're back on in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it is great to be back on in Tampa Bay.
Attend the buzz. Be right back with a Friday favorite, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Obey them, or they will choke you out. Don and Mike.
There you go. Station break, Baltimore. Hello, Baltimore. WXYV Live 105.7. How about Pittsburgh? WURP. Harrisonburg, Virginia. 95.5 WZXI. I heard this station while I was driving on 77 or 81, whatever the road is that I was taking to go down to South Carolina.
Right. How was it?
That station you get everywhere.
Good.
99.5. Virginia Beach, Hampton Roads, WBVA, and Tampa Bay. Just because I love Tampa Bay. WBZZ, 1010, WBZZ. Now, the Friday favorite, and here... Here we go right now.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Big stage.
Time for Don and Mike to play the budget Jeopardy.
It's an empty auditorium. I really don't get the setup this week, but come on. Come on in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Now, why are you in this empty auditorium?
You've asked the question, why am I in an empty auditorium?
Yes.
I don't know.
And why, when you come in the auditorium, do they always play this song?
Thank you. Thank you.
There's nobody here.
Thank you. I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Dude, what's up with your wife, the bag lady?
Don't call her a bag lady, or you won't get your treat.
A treat?
I brought Purple Hearts for everyone.
Oh, that's great.
That's right. Say something nice.
Thank you.
Get a Purple Heart. I've been accused of being boring on the campaign stoop, and I will tell you I'm going to try to...
What's wrong with your eyes?
They're sad puppy dog basset hound eyes that I have. If you look into my eyes, you'll see how sad they are.
Would you
sad about the current state of affairs with Dee Dee in office?
Who?
Damn dummy.
Would you please speak French to me like you did to that woman that you romanced? The one
absolutely.
That was in GQ magazine?
Oh, I'll do my best, although I'm sleepy. Very sleepy for months on the campaign trail. Here goes nothing.
Okay.
Come a little closer to the radio.
Okay, here. Now again, the setup was, there's a girl in GQ written an article saying that she dated John Kerry 10 years ago.
My name is John Kerry, and I have something to say to each and every American.
What's that?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, c'est moi.
Thank you. Thank you. How often?
I must say, and with some conviction, don't make fun of me.
How often?
Or you won't get the treat.
What's a treat?
Say something nice.
Okay. You are a great candidate.
How about a Purple Heart?
Okay.
Have one. I've got pockets full of them.
How many do you have?
3 on me, but actually I brought a whole bag full. Here you go. Hey, have a Purple Heart.
Speaking of bag, your wife's the bag lady.
The bag lady, I'm taking it back.
How often?
I will take that medal back from you for saying that.
How often does she have to wax or do you have to shave her mustache?
Are you insinuating that my wife, is... suffering from an abundance of body and facial hair?
Yes, bingo.
I say to you and to all Americans, you are right. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, indeed. I will tell you right now, making fun of her won't fly. And I'm taking back your Purple Heart. You know, after traveling across this great country, I will tell you that I've got the law.
You know, we're for you.
Thank you.
We're not for the other guy. However, I want to say...
Did you just say you're for me?
Yeah.
Here's a Purple Heart.
Wow, that's two.
How about one for your buddy over there?
I'd love one.
There you go. Thank you very much. You know, it's tough being John Kerry each and every day on the campaign trail. I've spoken with hundreds of thousands of Americans all over this great country, and I will tell you that...
So when the other guy comes on the show,
yes.
The other guy is just on a microphone.
I understand.
How come you're on this gigantic platform, this riser, in an empty auditorium?
Don, I'm glad you asked that question. I'm here to answer it for you. I'm going to tell you that one of the reasons I travel with my own PA system that echoes through all the hallways and the byways of all of the blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you that the reason I do that is because my campaign handlers have said, you're too sleepy and dull to communicate with just a lonely microphone. You need a big sound. A big sound that... Oh, hold on a second. Can I have a cloth? I'm sweating again.
Oh, no.
That was one of the worst problems I had at the Democratic Convention as my lip began to sweat.
Yes.
Then it moved up my bridge of my extraordinarily long nose and onto my forehead. It slowly worked its way around back of my blue blazer and down into my armpits. And then, of course, the dreaded butt sweat. Thank you. Thank you.
you, thank you.
Hey, what's the deal with your face?
I'm worn out from campaigning. I'm worn out from campaigning, but I will continue to fight the good fight with all the enemies of the United States of America, with the political people that are trying to run me down.
What's the deal with your face?
And with my hairy devil woman wife. The fight will continue, as it did in a hotel room only weeks ago in Blaza.
Hey,
my wife, Blaza.
Mr. Carey?
Yes, Don Geronimo. I'll choose the man down in the empty auditorium down front right here. Huh?
Question.
Great to have a town
meeting.
Question.
Wish I
could sit on the stoop with you.
Question. John Kerry.
Yes.
Why the long face?
That's not funny. Give me back my purple heart. I realize there are a number of Americans that have accused me of having a medical condition.
Marfan.
That causes my face to lengthen and lengthen.
Mm-hmm.
Causes my chin to start up around my tie level, and someday some have said that if I become president of the United States, if you elect me, that my chin will in fact go all the way down to my navel.
Wow.
I say to those people, these are lies, and these are misinformations that... Thank you. Thank you.
Hold on. We're going to try to hook
this
up.
We have great challenges in the United States.
Yes, John?
We have great, great challenges in the United States. The greatest challenge that I face each and every day, my fellow Americans,
what?
Is to wake up in the morning and try to stay awake for the entire day.
Hey,
look at my extendable telescope.
Look at your what? Look at your what? Look at your what?
Please, if you will.
Yeah.
Please to observe my wonderful extendable telescoping chin. Thank you.
Wow, that is cool.
That's right. At night, when it's time to go to sleep, Teresa and I recline in whatever hotel room we're in. I press the button, and my chin retracts so as not to suffocate me when I'm sleeping.
Oh, wow.
This chin is the longest in the history of
America. Jay Leno laughs at your chin, doesn't he?
Abraham Lincoln from the grave laughs at this chin. I will tell you right now, I'm proud of this chin, and if I am your president, I will shave this chin every morning. Thank you.
Hold on, speaking of shaving,
yes.
We're now going to go via satellite. We have a hidden camera in a hotel room where your wife, Teresa.
She had another campaign appearance, otherwise she would be here
today. Can we get the picture of Teresa?
Yes. Ah, there's Teresa.
Okay.
Oh, you caught her at that moment. That's right, it's evening hour. She's getting ready for an evening of campaigning. You'll notice that she's working very heavily on that small space between her eyebrows. Listen carefully. Hello, darling. She can't hear me, can she?
She can't hear you.
How did you sneak that camera in there? Oh, Teresa, I love you.
She's doing her upper lip now.
Yes, she is. Oh, she caught it on something.
Oh, God.
Ouch, she's going to need
an ointment. That's my lovely wife, Teresa. She's been so powerful and wonderful, and I just want to say I love her, and I love every hair that comes out of her body. Thank you. I love her as much as I love my telescoping chin. And I know that these American people that I see each and every day will gather together on Election Day, and they will make the decision to get together or the thing to do.
All right, what are the main issues between you and Bush?
Everybody in America has the same concerns. We want a strong defense. We want to fight terrorism. We want to make sure that we have health care. We want to make sure that we protect our environment. And we want to make sure that we...
There he goes again.
I vow to you today, no tax dollars for her ingrown hairs. Thank you.
For Teresa.
Thank you.
How much free Heinz ketchup do you get?
All free, and 57 salt. All the fabulous Heinz relishes that are provided
great.
For my campaign as I fly around on the Heinz jet. But I'll say to you, my fellow Americans, John Kerry reporting for duty and telling you that as your president, I will make sure that I find a strain of Colombian coffee that will be able to keep me awake when I go to some of my campaign events.
Hold on, let's go back now live to this hotel room. I've been told the audio has been fixed.
Puddles of sweat appearing underneath me right now.
Wow.
Difficulty focusing. difficulty standing up with my 6'4" frame, which is slightly frail from the activity.
Oh, question, sir.
Don Geronimo, the man in the front of the empty auditorium.
Question.
Yes, could you go ahead, answer my question. John Kerry reporting for duty.
Why do you look so much like Herman Munster?
I resent that, and I will take back one of your free Purple Hearts that I gave you. You know, ladies and gentlemen, on the campaign trail, it was about a month ago that somebody approached me and said, Mr. Kerry. I said, please call me Senator. They said, Senator Kerry, or John, thank you. They walked up to me, and they approached me, and they said, Senator Kerry, Candidate Kerry, you resemble one of the most famous TV icons in the history of modern American television. And I said, I am aware of that, and that, of course, was the very talented and very entertaining Fred Gwynne in the role of Herman Munster. And I will tell all of you Americans that prior to Election Day on Halloween, Deza and I will be dressing as Herman Munster and his wife, Lily.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you.
Have you heard what Tom Gavin calls Herman Munster?
Yes, I am a big fan of Tom Gavin.
Really?
Being the fact that I live in the Washington area, I will tell you that I am an enormous fan of Tom Gavin. And he calls the show The Monsters. And I will say that all of our challenged, trainable citizens will be placed in jobs where they can do no harm.
Thank you. He calls Herman Munster Human Monster.
I'd like to point out that Fred Gwynne also played Francis Muldoon on Car 54, Where Are You?
That's true.
Therese and I love to watch TV Land and curl up in front of the... As she watches TV and plucks...
Let's go back now to that live closed circuit, where I think we have some sound now, so you can speak to your wife.
Hello, Teresa. Teresa, answer me. I love you. This is your husband, John. John Kerry. Teresa.
That's a lot of hair.
She can't hear me over the dim of the electric razor. Now she's working on her shoulder blades. Is that an incredible lady? An incredible double-jointed lady who was able to take care of those nasty, hard-to-reach hairs.
Very impressive.
Middle of her back. I watch TV and telescope my face. She plucks and cuts. It's another day on the campaign trail, and another day, another city, another airport, another campaign stop, another...
Thank you. Thank you all very much. And this song, this Van Halen song.
Yes.
You choose this song because, like, does Clinton have a song? Is that anything?
I think it's important to have a song, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Songs are an important part of American society, an important part of our culture, and growing up, songs were always around my house with music. I'm a musician, I play guitar, and I do believe that music is the key to the brilliant of our
being. Do you even know what this song is?
This is by that talented Van Heflin.
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing.
I'm kidding you. It's by Van Heusen.
Van Heusen, a great artist and a great shirt.
Yes.
And I will tell you that I've had a great deal of difficulty finding Van Heusen shirts in a 13 and a half extra long. But, yes, that's what I wear. A 13 and a half neck size. There's Teresa as she cuts deeper into the forest of her wonderful, wonderful hair.
Oh, and here's
a lovely bushy head of hair she has.
Here's another one.
Each and every day when she wakes up, Teresa has to cut a little hair away from her forehead so that I can see those pretty eyes underneath her bushy eyebrows.
Here's another one of your campaign songs.
Yes, I like my music. Thank you very much. I'm John Kerry, and I'm dressed like Frankenstein. I'm very, very excited, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, a question from the man down in the front row, Mr. Geronimo.
Yes.
Yes, sir. What is your question?
Mr. Kerry.
Yes, Mr. Geronimo, in the empty hall, I want to say to all of my fellow Americans, as a senator from the great state of Massachusetts, I have fought very hard to provide Americans with the blue...
Can I have a bunch of Purple Hearts, please?
Yes, there's a Purple Heart for you. You've been very nice to me. Each of my neck bolts represents a better America. I will tell you as I move it into the auditorium at the Fleet Center in Boston for the Democratic National Convention, and I wore my 6-inch oversized Herman Munster boots. I had a better view of the convention than anyone else because I was able to look down. And as I said, as I pulled my oversized jacket with the super short arms together and straightened my gray turtleneck, I said, my fellow Americans,
I point to this forehead where the scar is in the shape of a lightning bolt. And I tell you, we will have a better America. And then I wiped away the sweat from my little curly hairs that were going across the rectangular shape of my head.
I love the episode where you played baseball for the Dodgers.
I enjoyed that. That was fantastic. Very difficult to run down the first baseline in those Sherman Munster boots. My first choice for vice president was the legendary Al Lewis, who played Grandpa Munster. Eddie was not available. Yes, Teresa. Save and cut. Save and cut. And if I challenge her, she spends 3 hours a morning doing that. And if I get in her way, she will promptly tell me to shove it. Yes. And here's the final touch right here. That's right, as we move to the all-important legs. Obviously, there will not be a pantsuit being worn today. He's going to go in a skirt.
We're here with John Kerry.
John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
For some reason, handing out Purple Hearts like they are pieces of candy.
I am very, very excited. Speaking of candy, how about some Halloween candy corn? I carry pockets full.
Oh, yeah.
Herman Munster.
That's right. I'll tell you, one day I will be president and I will fulfill the dream of my grandfather, Boris Karloff.
We'll play a little bit of Jeopardy now with the first two callers at 877-365-3636.
I am John Kerry and I am reporting for duty to my bride of Frankenstein.
Okay. Stay right there. We need two callers, right? So call now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century? And how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. You've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
The Don and Mike Show. Rated PG. Pretty good. The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, let me see if I get this thing turned back. There you go. There's your reverb back.
I heard that. I was aware of this, that you played that tape on your show and it made me laugh.
Now, if you are elected...
That's my laugh, yes.
If you're elected president...
Ladies and gentlemen, I've never laughed. I'm incapable of doing so.
If I played you...
I can smile, though.
Yeah. If I played
a long, long smile.
Yes.
Long, stretched smile.
Here's another Bush tape. Let me hear you laugh at this one.
All right, it'd be a pleasure. I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Okay, let me hear you laugh at this.
All right. We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
Funny man, that's TV.
That damn dummy.
Damn dummy.
All right, listen, human monster, Herman Munster.
I'm John Kerry, and I'm glad to have you here. Have a purple heart.
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy. Mr. Kerry?
Yes, sir.
Before we play?
I'm here to serve.
May I tickle you?
Of course.
Yeah. Gucci, Gucci, goo. Gucci, Gucci, goo. Gucci, wow. Gucci, goo.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is an unemployed person, and I want to say I will turn that situation around.
Right.
From Rochester, New York, let's say hi to Ron Gates.
Let's talk to Ron. Hey, Ron.
Hey.
What's happening?
Not much.
Fantastic. It should be an exciting performance.
I wonder why this guy's out of work.
And now entering the studios, the title clerk from the great city of Wichita, Kansas. Let's say hi to Jason Moss.
Hello, Jason.
LQ, Mr. Future President. How are you?
Hello there. And now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. I'd like to tell everyone not to screw with Lord Quizmaster. And please make welcome.
Thank you.
Alex Trebek. Drama.
Hold on, this word now, again via satellite, we're going live to some hotel somewhere.
Is it?
Your wife is...
Still at it. Lovely Teresa. She makes me smile. She makes me love. She makes me speak French. Très bien. Très bien.
My chérie amour.
Oh, that's my favorite part. You see what she's doing on the monitor?
Yeah.
Getting behind her knees.
That's the part I like.
That's the trouble spot, huh?
Let's welcome Alex Trebek, Geronimo. There he is.
Guys, here are your categories. Thank you, guys. Your categories are, what time is it?
What time is it?
Guests this week on the Don and Mike show.
Always a good category. I wish I could listen, but of course I travel extensively on my presidential... Thank you. Too sleepy.
America.
My country, your country.
Mm-hmm. That's another category.
Our great country.
Right. Where's that quarterback now?
Football.
And new on Divid.
Divid?
A DVD.
Gotcha. You're a funny man.
Okay, Jason and Ron.
Take the letters, mash them all together.
Your categories are, what time is it? Guest this week on Don and Mike's show. That's our show.
Show your show, yes.
America. Where's that quarterback now? A new on Divid, Ron.
Very good. Let me pull up my face before we start.
We'll start with you.
Happy joy.
Ron.
There we go. I can't hold it here very long.
Would you just do me one favor? Let your face go for a second.
All right. Just before I do, listen to this. Joker. Oh, dear. Back to Basset Hound.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
Just say, Lily, I'm home.
Funny stuff. Yes, sirree. I'll put on the makeup later for you.
Okay, Ron, go ahead.
I'll take, where is that quarterback now for $1?
All right, where's that quarterback now? Cordell Stewart.
What is Pittsburgh Steelers?
Oh, no.
Ron, your chance to steal.
What is Baltimore Ravens?
Right, Cordell is back up with the Ravens. Right,
$1 for Ron. Select again, please.
Jason.
That was Jason got that one.
Oh,
coming.
Jason got $1. I'm sorry. I take it away from Ron and go over to Jason. Too sleepy. Jason, you're in control.
How's your son Eddie doing?
Eddie Munster is fine. We're very excited about it. And I have one daughter who's perfectly normal.
Marilyn.
Marilyn is absolutely normal, and she likes to run around town and very embarrassed when we drive up in the family hearse. Very, very, very frustrating. Jason, you're in control.
Jason.
For two,
here you go. Where's that quarterback now? Jeff Garcia.
Where is Cleveland Brown?
Right. Hey, and how about T.O. going out on a ledge this week and saying that he thinks Jeff Garcia is a fag?
Yeah.
It smells like a rat, huh? Wow.
Very, very controversial.
Where have I heard that before, that Jeff Garcia might be gay? Oh, that's right, on this show.
Right now, I bet Jeff Garcia would like to take Terrell Owens and throw him under the stairs at my house so he can be eaten by the dragon.
Spot
the dragon. Jason, select again, please.
For three.
Where's that quarterback now? Jeff Blake.
What is Philadelphia Eagles?
There you go. That's a good backup for the Eagles, too, Jeff Blake. That's right.
$3. You're getting quite a lead here, Jason.
Go again.
Go to Divid.
Divid. New on Divid. This week, new on Divid. This stars Matthew Perry.
What is...
Ron, your chance to steal.
What is... I don't know.
The whole 10 yards.
Jason, you're still in control.
Remember, I met this guy at the Super Bowl. He was drunk and he told me the movie stunk.
Mm-hmm. I love football, but there's no helmet that will fit my flat green head.
For two.
New on Divid. Stars Nicole Kidman.
What is...
Ron, your chance to steal again.
Or Jason. Or Ron.
What is...
Yeah, guys, I never heard of this either. It's some movie she did called Dogville.
And Jason's in control.
Bring it to three.
All right, a new on Divid. Sci-fi show, seasons 1 and 2 available this week. The show stars Jerry O'Connell.
What is Sliders?
There you go. That's a good pull. And I used to like this.
Yeah.
I used to dig that show.
I enjoyed a lot of movies, too. Many, many movies. Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein. Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein. Jason, select again, please.
America.
These are facts from Harper's Index, which is a book that puts out facts. More women reported their underwear stolen from this state more than any other state in 2003.
What is California?
No.
Ron, your chance to steal, and I should point out you have no dollars, so it's important for you to stand up for your country and been about me.
What is Florida?
Negative. It's Georgia. Georgia's number one.
I'm Herbert. Happy to say it was not the great state of Massachusetts. Right. All right, Jason, you're in control.
Next, please.
Next, please. More men were arrested as prostitutes. Understand this? There were this was the state that had the most men, not for soliciting, but actually for being male prostitutes, more men arrested as prostitutes in this state than any other in 2003.
What is New York State?
Negative. Ron, your chance to steal.
What is Florida?
Oh, my. And there's a child in the background.
Yeah. Yes, Ron is being a Mr. Mom today, and I will make sure that every father that stays home to take care of his children doesn't have to wear an apron. Thank you.
The state was Louisiana.
Louisiana, how unusual.
Wow. Louisiana.
Raw fish and male whores. All right, Jason, you're in control.
Okay, for three. For three, America, America. This United States state wrote the most speeding tickets in 2003. State police wrote the most speeding tickets in this state.
What is Texas?
Negative.
Ron, your chance to steal.
What is New York?
No. Guys, it's Illinois.
We're counting on Illinois to bring us to the White House. I will tell you that come November when I'm elected, I will be the first president completely assembled of the undead. Jason, you're still in control.
What time is it?
Have you thought about using This Is Your Theme instead of that Van Halen song?
Consider it done. I'm John Kerry, and I'm made out of body parts.
Okay, what time is it? Here we go. For one, who's in control here?
Jason has been in control. Jason will be in control. Jason has always been in control.
If it's 2 o'clock in New York City, if it's 2 o'clock p.m. in New York City, it's this time in Los Angeles.
What is 11?
Ron, your chance to steal.
What is 11 a.m.?
There you go, Ron.
Dollar, you will be going to the final round, Ron, and I congratulate you.
Squeaked in.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron, here we go for two.
Oh, what time is it?
That's right. If it's 4 p.m. in Detroit, it's this time in Seattle.
What is 2 p.m.?
There you go.
$2, we found Ron's wheelhouse. As he takes care of his children. Yes, good time.
Yeah, right. What time is it for three? Here you go. Come on, Ron.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm putting my little thumb part up.
I know you are.
That was the thumb part that was gotten out of a grave in Transylvania.
Okay, Ron, if it's 12 noon in New York City, it's this time in Athens, Greece.
What is 8 p.m.?
Oh, Jason, it's your chance to steal.
What is 9 p.m.?
No.
7 p.m., 7-hour time difference.
And Ron, you're in control, and before we get to you, I will say, does anyone have a needle and thread?
Why?
My hand is coming loose.
Oh, dear.
Sorry about that. I'll sew it back on. It'll be good as new, so I can give the thumbs-up signal to all my constituents.
Okay, last category on the board. That would be guests this week on the Don and Mike Show. And who's in control here, Mr. Kerry?
Ron is in control, just like I will be in control of the White House with my neck and the stitches.
Ron, here we go, Ron. This week on the Don and Mike Show. The state that the singing senator is from.
What is Kentucky?
No.
Jason, your chance to steal.
What is North Carolina?
North Carolina. $1 for Jason. Select again.
Two, please.
Name of the TV show that stars Dr. Ray.
What is...
We had that dude on this week.
Ron, your chance to steal.
What is CSI?
No.
Dr. 90210.
And yes. Jason, for the last question on the board,
bring it home, boys.
All right, guess this week for three. This reality show ass left us hanging again.
What is Rupert from Survivor?
$3 for you. Congratulations.
That's right.
And that, my fellow Americans, is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. And my new campaign slogan about to be unveiled this weekend.
Yeah. What is it?
Fire bad.
We have a closed circuit message again. Let's go now via closed circuit television. I'm sorry, we don't have any audio on this. Let's go back to Teresa.
There she is. Oh, the sideburns.
Always the pièce de résistance, Teresa. Cut into the sideburns. Yes, we go through many, many blades on the campaign trail. Ah, mon chéri Teresa. Cut those sideburns.
I don't love what's in jeopardy now. We're going to physically force you both to bet it all. All right, Jason and Ron?
Okay.
Use the broom.
All right, here we go. And here's your category. Oprah, free at last, free at last. And here is your answer. Now that she's through the murder trial, remember she was on jury duty, Oprah Winfrey can get back to her show, which she just signed an extension to. Now, keep in mind, Oprah's worse than we are saying, you know, she's going to quit and that she's going to leave. I mean, she has, over the last couple of years, how many times? About three, four times? Is she quitting? She's staying?
Three, four, I think. Four.
Anyway, now...
I'd like to promote the fact that my administration will provide rights for fat women. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, now that she's through her murder trial, Oprah will get back to her show, which she just signed an extension to... What time? So now her show will air until this year. Until what year? It's now 2004. Oprah signed a couple of days ago. Her show will now be on until this year. Don't forget, guys, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive clothing from the John Kerry collection. You know, being on the campaign trail with an oversized head and praying mantis arms and legs poses many fashion problems. Now there's hope with the John Kerry collection. Featuring pants with 50-inch inseams, shirts and 13.5 neck, 52.5 sleeves, and jackets in extra, extra, extra long. And when you're in a pinch, a large selection of fake cuffs and dickies. The John Kerry collection for the exceedingly long man. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alan Trebek, Geronimo.
Thank you, Mr. Kerry. I mean,
thank
Mr.
You.
Munster.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. All right, now Oprah, who has kept saying she's going to quit, then she's not going to quit, she's going to quit. She just signed another extension. So, now, here we go. What year will her show be on until, and don't forget in the form of a question, all that jazz. Ron!
What is 2006?
Oh.
I'm so sorry, Ron. We'll have something for you.
Jason, Jason, if you have the right answer, you're the big wiener.
What is 2011?
Now, I got a question for the guys in the back room.
For the guys in the back room, including the challenged individuals that you hire each and every day.
I don't think you heard me at the end there.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, what I got on the screen is not...
Is that the answer you gave to the screeners?
I was giving my answer, and he had to go back to you guys.
Hold on a second.
Let's find out. Bring in Joe Ardinger.
Sounds hinky.
This always gets confusing.
Joe's on the way in.
One of my favorite trainables. There he is. I support you, my fellow American.
I think the guy was cheating on his computer because he was sitting there going, I think the answer is...
No, I couldn't remember. I saw it the other day on Park.
He was just drawing it out, and I said, you got no answer.
I believe we have a controversy, ladies and gentlemen. We need leadership, decisive leadership.
Go ahead, Herman Munster, you decide.
I'm going to give Jason Moss the victory simply because he was a fine contestant, and we're just going to let him win this time.
He played well.
And he has a computer hand to him.
Jason, even if you looked it up, even if you Googled it, what the hell? You're the big wiener. Congratulations, Ron.
First of all, before we make the final decision, I must ask Jason who he will be voting for in November.
I am Kerry all the way.
There you go. Congratulations on your victory.
Oh, and the answer was 2011 for Oprah Winfrey.
2011, fire bad.
Listen, parting is such sweet sorrow. Don't go away mad. Just go away. Ron, it doesn't really matter. We gave this thing to Jason because you sucked anyway, but we do have some wonderful party gifts for you. Here is John Kerry to tell you what you won. John.
First of all, Jason, you double your score to $26, and we throw in a bonus of $25 or a total of $51. But wait, Ron Gates.
There's more.
You've won an HBO Entourage prize pack, an all-new episode this Sunday night at 10, 9 Central, only on Hobo.
That's great.
That's HBO.
But wait.
There's more.
If you're like me and you enjoy relaxing and telescoping your chin to wonderful music, $25 from Tower Records. It's a gift card. This week at Tower Records, all Elvis CDs and DVDs are 25% off. Tower Records, everything worth hearing is here. You bring a smile to my banana-shaped face.
Thank you, Mr. Carey.
For all my bananas.
Thank you, Ron.
Speaking of tower, it's time for me to retreat to the tower. It's almost night-night time, and if I stay on the lower floors, all the townspeople will be coming up with their pitchforks.
Oh. And we're going to have those big sticks.
Torches.
Sticks. That's right.
Those sickles. Pitchforks.
Republicans.
They don't understand me because I'm different.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great
weekend.
You too, and thanks for listening, guys.
Have a nice weekend.
And that's it. We got to go. Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Moron Incorporated and is distributed by King World.
Let's get to the news now with Buzz.
Oh, fantastic. You've got a good newsman there.
Thank you.
He slants the news to the left, something that is not unnoticed by the Kerry campaign.
You know what he really needs?
What does he really need?
The old PH.
Oh, the PH, huh?
You already forgot?
The Purple Heart?
The Purple Heart. The old PH?
I'm terribly sorry. I was thinking about Teresa.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yes, sirree. It'll be a nice evening of putting my chin oil on and sweeping.
I just got Teresa's PH, yeah. Which might be.
All right, we can't see that on the monitor.
It's really funny, but I bet there's a lot of it.
Oh, there is.
There's tons
of it. Absolutely fantastic.
PH balance.
PH balance. That means me putting in the wheelbarrow.
Oh, God, where's the... Hey, where's the buzz tape? Thank you. Here's Therese.
Thank you, Therese.
And now,
in a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Okay.
He made it up.
News time now with Buzz. Buzz?
Yes. Buzz P.H. Burbank.
What is your lead story today on News and Comment?
Today, a plot to blackmail the widow Seuss is today's top story on the news. That's the item on top of the stack of the stories we offer when we come back.
Oh, Charles Osgood, ladies and gentlemen.
Isn't he funny?
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
John Kerry, don't forget that was very...
very professional. I say farewell to you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Oh, boy. Do I love football.
Yeah.
And it's on tonight. Yes, and it's on two games on tomorrow. And if you count the NFL channel, there's like five games on tomorrow. And then another game Sunday, another game Monday. And I am proud to tell you that starting on Friday, September 24th, we got a deal with Rich Eisen from the NFL Network.
Funny guy, talented guy, and a good sportscaster.
Yeah, I think he's the best. He really is. And he'll be on our show exclusively every Friday.
Cool.
We'll be doing Pick the Pros with Rich Eisen, and you can see him on the NFL Network.
Good.
And he's also in a chorus commercial with Jillian Barbary.
Oh, really?
And hey, everybody. I just wanted to play the sound effect. Let it whip. It's time for Buzz's News and Comment, now brought to you by Viramax.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We're brought to you by the smoke thing.
Oh.
Smoke break.
Which is it? Is it the Viramax or the smoke? What if you smoked the Viramax?
Oh, if you smoked the Viramax, it would definitely be more than 4 hours.
This is good smoke.
That was John Kerry, campaign manager.
News and Comment brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers, break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Okay, so I told you about Rich Eisen.
Right.
I'm psyched about that. That's good.
I'm looking forward to him. He is a good guy.
Mm-hmm. He's outstanding. I'd like the NFL channel. Here now is Buzz Burbank from the News Channel.
Hi, Don and Mike. There are con artists who prey on old people, and then there's the guy who targeted the widow of our beloved Dr. Seuss. 33-year-old Charles Augustus Steen told the widow of Theodore Geisel that if she didn't pay him $2.5 million, he'd circulate a painting of the good doctor's characters having sex. The painting was not by Dr. Seuss. It was by Charlie Augustus Steen of Portland, Oregon. Still, it terrified Audrey Geisel enough that she called her lawyer and he called the cops. Mr. Steen's been sentenced to 3 years probation and ordered to undergo anger management classes, which might help soften his views on green eggs and ham.
You know, I saw a I don't know why I just thought of this, but when I was, again, the highway driving last week,
right.
I'm sure you've seen the little decals that guys put in their back windows that have, like, it's some kid or a cartoon guy taking a taking a leak.
Oh, right, right. The old one. Right.
And a lot of times you see it, like, taking a leak on, like, 24 for Jeff Gordon or something.
Right, right.
Anyway, I saw one with the guy's taking a leak on the cross.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, different strokes for different folks. It's America. You can say whatever you want. You know,
I don't think you want to be the hitchhiker in there.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know what made me think of that. Something in your story.
Yeah, worth mentioning, though.
Well, it's, defacing great works of art.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Thank
well
you.
Said. Thank
you. Thank you. Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
And are there sex tapes of the gay governor?
George Michael.
Golan Civil denies it now, but he reportedly threatened to out New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy with the release of photos and videos.
Hello, my name is Golan Civil. I've got all the tapes of me and the governor. And they'll be having sex.
The FBI will question Sipple about all this next week.
Sipple?
The governor's people say Sipple demanded $5 million in blackmail money.
$5 million? I want it all in singles.
Sipple denies that, too, and denies that he's gay.
I deny I'm gay.
He's still...
I'm Golan Sipple.
He's still threatening to sue the governor.
That's right.
Sexual harassment.
He was harassing me. Don't harass me.
It's not my fault that your last name rhymes with nipple.
I don't care. Just don't harass me.
Ted Kennedy
said... Remember, you can't spell harass without A-F-F.
That's not funny like you told me in the mansion.
Ted Kennedy says he's been blocked from boarding commercial airlines.
You make me think of that 80s band.
Which one was that?
Simple Mind.
You're going to write for the complete sheet now.
Ted Kennedy says he's been blocked from boarding.
Hold on, what is this?
Because we're talking about Ted.
Oh, okay. I just thought
Ted Kennedy.
I just thought this was your weekly Let's Play the Elephant sound effect.
Well, we played the elephant yesterday too for Oprah.
No, we played the alligator, didn't we?
No, the alligator for my hyena.
Right. Oh no,
bobcat.
The coyote bobcat.
Yes.
So Ted Kennedy,
there are animals in my backyard from the African plain.
For Mike's
moose. Ted Kennedy says he has been blocked, prevented from boarding commercial airplanes several times this year.
All right.
And he's lost weight, so that can't be it.
Sure.
No, Kennedy says his name somehow got on the no-fly list drawn up to keep terrorists off of airplanes.
Kennedy
was eventually allowed on those flights, but only after some phone calls to the Department of Homeland Security.
Wow.
Kennedy says it took several weeks to make this stop happening.
All right.
Kennedy's office says he thinks it was just a mistake and not politically motivated.
You know the Kennedy that I missed the most?
Which one?
The crazy one from MTV.
I saw a picture of her in a magazine.
Oh. Great deal under the glasses.
Hello, Wall. I'm coming to meet you.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Like whoever it was. Oh, Jane Pauley. I said, really?
Yes.
She's another one. Another brick in the wall.
Yes, to actually become part of the wall.
But what about Al Gore, who was stopped for speeding along the Oregon coast this week? Was it a Republican cop who pulled him over for doing 75 and a 55?
And you know what I say to Al Gore for simply speeding?
What?
Yeah. Outstanding.
Way to make a fist.
Well, he's actually...
like he's done something crazy.
He's actually doing 77, but was cut to 75 after a recount. The truth is...
The truth is,
the cop says he never even recognized the man who got the most votes in the last election.
Right. Oh, for you, Buzz.
He says the former vice president was polite and never even mentioned his political fame. Gore has until December to decide if he'll fight the $141 speeding ticket.
Now, for Gore, for a guy as boring as Gore,
right,
isn't that like the equivalent of if Buzz said, and last night, Al Gore took off all his clothes and ran out in front of his yard.
Speeding. I was speeding, Tipper.
I'm a bad boy.
I was going 77 miles per hour, and it said 55. Aren't you proud of me? Tongue kiss.
Now, what are the odds that the owners of a convenience store would sell themselves the winning lottery ticket? Bob and Sharon Wine of Hagerstown, Maryland, won $50,000 in a pick three on August 9th, second place in the bonus matchup game. Lottery officials say it's all on the up and up, but that's what the house always says.
Right.
Bob credits his wife's lucky stone, which she found at the beach a few years ago. He says,
I don't know that one.
He says she rubs it every day.
Hey. I bet she does.
Let me just say, I know it's a different show.
It is very tough to handle.
I don't mean to torture you this way,
but I just would like to say that I've got a collection
of lucky stones.
I've got two that are very lucky, and I can't tell you the last time that my wife...
Anybody rubbed them for luck?
No, I rub them all the time for luck. And that's, well, how am I? That's why I'm so lucky. That's why I'm here.
Well, maybe if somebody else rubs them, they'll win the lottery.
That's why I keep telling Frito, want to win the lottery? Here's all you got to do.
Where do you keep your lucky stones? See, I love that. You can't answer me.
We're frozen. Yeah.
I keep them...
in a safe, warm place.
It's not always warm down there.
Really?
No, it's not. Yeah. It's not always warm.
It's not always warm. Sometimes it's hot. But it ain't never cold.
We told you recently.
It's hot and fat down there. Like the kids on Trading Mommies. It's hot and fat where I keep my lucky stones.
Hot and fat.
Always funny.
Hot stones. That's what I got.
Wow. We told you recently about a lottery winner in England who won his money on a weekend pass from prison while he was doing time for rape.
Right.
The guy has a 30-year criminal history of sexual assault, and they let him out on weekends. One weekend, he bought a winning lotto ticket.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the richest. It's on a mic.
When he finishes doing his time, such as it is, he says he'll use the money to lure women. He says he'll buy a Rolls and a Maserati and a mansion in West Yorkshire. Other inmates quote him as saying, "I'm unstoppable."
Oh, God.
Yeah. How many times have you asked a store clerk, "Where's the restroom?" only to be told, "We don't have a public one."
Every time?
It happened one too many times to a 14-year-old Chicagoan, Allie Bain. She needed a restroom, but the answer at Old Navy was no. She waited 10 minutes for the manager. His answer was also no. "I'm making a managerial decision," he said, "and we don't have a public washroom," even after Lisa started to cry. Lisa is like every other teenager, except that she has Crohn's disease, and it's painful.
Oh, man!
Like others with that condition, when she has to go right then. She showed him her medical card for this. "I'm making a managerial decision," the manager repeated, as if trying to convince himself. "We don't have a public washroom," said the drone.
Oh, man.
Oh,
and
my.
And so yeah. she
Well, listen.
Here had the accident.
Hello, I'm Kelsey.
Yeah.
And I'm Camille.
For years, my wife has suffered from a medical condition.
It's called IBS.
Okay.
Thank you, Kelsey. Made me think of the lady from the Old Navy commercials. "Let the runway be your guide." When she has to go. I have to go.
She did have an embarrassing accident, and now this is a big topic of discussion in Chicago. There may be legal action.
You know when you drive... Again,
that's when you fold the clothes up and just leave them on the shelf at Old Navy.
Right. You do this thing that... Well, Robbie?
The new cargo pants. What's the cargo? What's the cargo on my cargo pants?
There's a stone in here. It's wet. I thought a rolling stone gathered no moss.
Don't rub it for luck.
I feel responsible.
When I was driving my kid to college last weekend, one of the things that when you're on the interstate, mm-hmm. when you got to go, you got to go. And right. those rest areas, the state-run ones in Virginia, yeah. North Carolina, South Carolina, like 78 miles apart.
Yeah, and can they be a little more creepy?
Yeah, but still... At least, you know, it says monitored by police, mm-hmm. and they got, like, open air, and it's and during the daytime, I feel safe. Mm-hmm. The problem would be that they're, like, 80 miles apart.
Mm-hmm. I was at a rest stop one time when I wasn't feeling well, and that's when you're tough, when you're having kind of a stomach issue, but it was nice because somebody at one of the rest stops helped me take my temperature.
Oh, hey! It's one of those things where it says food and lodging,
right.
next exit,
right.
and you pull off, and there's like one sit-go station.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I get there, and I go, you know, I'm like this going, I'm running in place.
Dancing.
Do you have a bathroom? Do you have a bathroom?
Right.
"Sorry, we don't have a bathroom. Try Subway." I said, where's Subway? "Two more exits."
Mm-hmm.
So I go up, two more exits on the road. I go to Subway. Indeed, there is a bathroom.
Wonderful.
I walk in the Subway.
Yes.
Now, this is where I make the tragic mistake. There is a sign on the door that says, "Toilet out of order."
Oh, boy.
It is multi-gender at this Subway on I-77.
Right.
I say, what the hell?
Yeah.
I don't care. And fortunately for me, there had been no one who had... Been not heeded the advice, so it was...
It was just you that was going to leave your...
It was nice, and I only had to, you know, number one.
Oh, right.
So,
okay.
So I go in, and number one, now not thinking that the sign was on the door, what I did was flush the toilet, and then as I went over to wash my hands, the toilet slowly started to rise, and
oh, no.
Oh, overflow.
Oh,
and
man.
Keep in mind, I've not bought anything in this subway.
Right. Run, Don, run.
It's one of these subways that's like half convenience store, half subway. That kind of,
no.
So as I open the door, and I'm not trying to gross anybody out here, as I'm opening the door and stuff is leaking out behind me.
Yes.
Don't think that I didn't run to my car as fast as I could.
Did they catch you? Did somebody see you coming out of there?
One of the guys, and this is where, and I really love Subway, but I simply cannot respect someone in a Subway uniform.
Right.
The guy in the Subway uniform who had on the plastic glove
right.
said, "Excuse me, did you see the sign?" And I said, "Yes, sorry, gotta go." So, you know, my apologies to all of those people.
Sure.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't clean up and keep the gloves on when he was making the sandwich.
Have their meal ruined.
Is their uniform still brown and yellow?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
You know, I've had trouble in the past with my son putting things down the toilet,
yes.
and he's better about that now.
Good.
But there's really no more helpless feeling when you flush and that level starts to rise.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
and even if you're not religious, you pray.
And here's
you pray it stops before it
hurts. I swear to God.
That's why I always keep an empty beer mug with me.
I'm standing there. I am standing there like the dope of all time because the sign has said out of order.
But you knew that, right?
Don't stand, run.
Yeah,
did you say, figure, hey, it can't be that
you
bad?
You know what? No, I'm dumb. I forgot.
Right.
It's like, I get done.
Oh, you were just going to leave something and then fly, right?
Yeah, I went number one, and I went number one and then didn't even think. Just flushed the toilet, went over to the sink. By the time I'm getting my hands all soapy,
right.
I notice that the water is already starting to overflow in the
run
toilet.
For your life!
Oh, anyway.
They're out with a new Bible, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
A new Bible?
A new Bible.
Thank God, I've read the old one so many times, and it ends the same way every time.
You might like this one.
Okay, does this one have pictures?
I don't know.
That's another complaint I have about the Bible.
It's big type, though.
Not enough pictures.
Dr. Seuss pictures.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They bring you very best wishes. And may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I told you on Monday we'll have Sophie B. Hawkins.
Yeah, we'll figure out what to do with her then.
Sure. Yesterday,
I'm just doing that for Beth Ann's benefit.
I know.
She's back there flipping out. It'll be great.
Also, Monday we'll have the Larry King tape from 60 Minutes. We want to thank East Coast Bob. Yeah. From EastCoastBob.com.
Faithful friend.
Listen to it. Just a brief taste. It's so Larry.
I'm Larry from the corner.
It's brand new Larry.
Oh,
good. Although he's saying all the same crap we've heard before.
Sure, but it's Larry swimming in Larry.
No.
Tonight, Larry King, 70 years old. Originally a kid from Brooklyn without a college degree, he has been asking questions on radio and television for more than 40 years, more than 40,000.
It's so great. It's full of Larry being Larry.
The cornerstone of the CNN primetime lineup.
Just another old guy talking.
When I first sat down with Larry 12 years ago, he was working in Washington, D.C., a political junkie. The man most politicians wanted.
How's your meatloaf, Mike?
Not you, Mike. Mike Wallace said that. This talk show icon now works out of Los Angeles.
Come on, give me some Larry here.
Seventh marriage. He's fathered two new sons, ages 3 and 4.
Seventh marriage.
In his lavish Beverly Hills mansion, we talked about the recent dramatic alterations in his life.
Unbelievable. I pinch myself more. I can't. I mean, I was doing great, but whoever thought I'd get a house in Beverly Hills.
That's all you get to hear right now.
Larry.
Good deal.
That's all you get to hear. Thank you, East Coast Bob. His website, eastcoastbob.com. We will analyze and dissect that tape on Monday's episode. Thank you, East Coast Bob. Now here's Buzz.
Don and Mike. Every few years, somebody comes out with a new Bible. They usually try to put a more current spin on the ancient book with an eye on trying to get people to read it.
Don Geronimo.
In my Bible, here's how it goes.
Okay.
Jesus comes into a village and says, "Listen to me now. All women, get on all fours and start acting like dogs."
Blasphemy!
That one's not out yet, but the newest version, Good as New, takes the modernization a step further. It takes liberties with its translation. 1 Corinthians says each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband.
And I want to tell you something about the Corinthians.
Yeah?
Nice leather.
Fantastic. Just ask Ricardo Montalban.
It's rich. It also says that if an unpartnered
what,
person...
What's that? You want to start
to say,
again?
I do.
If an unpartnered?
If an unpartnered person, quoting the revised standard edition, cannot exercise self-control, they should marry, for it is better to marry than to be aflame with passion. The new version says, quote, my advice is for everyone to have a regular partner. If you know you have strong needs, get yourself a partner. Better than being frustrated. End
but,
quote.
Now, this is the Bible?
This is the new version.
So it says
called
my,
good as new.
My advice? Who's giving this advice?
Well,
is this
that
from
would
God?
Be, yes, the advice from God.
Hey, I got to pick that up. I'd like to read that. I'd just be curious to see how they interpret everything.
The commandment about adultery in the new Bible has been changed to don't take away someone else's partner.
Hmm. Okay.
What's that give you? Does that give us all some wiggle room?
You can borrow them as long as you give them back.
sounds like, yeah.
It's the Swingers
Father
Bible.
Buzz.
Swingers, yeah. Okay. No yeah. Wonder, right.
No wonder you're so into it.
See
like.
You Sunday morning. Miss Norway's not just out of the Miss World pageant. Dawn talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
She's not just out of the pageant. She's targeted for death.
Oh, this is the
pornos.
This is the girl that was doing pornos, mm-hmm. And she's Miss Norway. And then they said to her, hey, you can't be Miss Norway because you're doing pornos. And she said, it's my twin sister.
I would lie to you.
And she didn't have a twin sister.
She didn't have a twin sister.
She was lying.
Oh, sorry, you caught me.
It was slippery, but not exactly a death penalty offense. Unless you are an extremist Muslim leader who feels she's disgraced your religion. Muslim leaders feel this is in their jurisdiction because Miss Norway was born in Iran.
Oh, boy.
Quoting her, I'm being violently threatened. I'm an ordinary girl who did something stupid earlier in life. Why do I have to die because of some small mistakes?
Iranian Miss Norway, there's something wrong
with
that.
Just say, yeah. I'd like to see a picture of that, babe.
Yeah, they crack down on the pornography, but the fact that she's from Iran, apparently not a disqualification. Police have given Alar a special alarm to carry.
Take that buka off, babe.
Hey.
Babe.
She's pretty. She is. She's a good looking.
She really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is. Beautiful.
Robbie, does she look more Norwegian or Iranian or Iraqi, whatever it is?
Darker than fairer.
Iranian.
Iranian.
Yeah.
Darker than fairer.
Ladies and gentlemen, our resident expert on all things genetic, Rob Spiewak.
Speaking of dark,
just come back from his laboratory.
Most of us.
He finished his experiments.
Experiments. We got a bunch of experiments this weekend going, Mike.
Darker than lighter. I checked.
Most of us.
Excellent.
Most of us don't want to die. Some of us don't mind coming close to death. Some of us aren't very careful. Some of us have accidents, and some of us do die. Another day, another death by autoerotic asphyxiation.
Man, you find these
Jesus
stories.
Christ, but you really love these stories.
It's an epidemic. It's the ruling of a coroner in Durham, England, this newest case. This time, the poor victim was discovered by his poor girlfriend who entered his apartment to see why he was late for their date. The 19-year-old was hanging from a banister. The girlfriend said he wasn't depressed. But now she is.
Are you going to tell that story in church on Sunday?
I will. Amen.
In
sports, Van Halen is suing the Baltimore Orioles for at least $2 million in damages. The group says the team reneged on a deal for a concert at Camden Yards September 2nd. The group says it detoured its southern tour for the show with the O's promise that money would be no problem. Apparently it was.
Peter Angelos' team caused that kind of trouble?
This is Marty Bass. May I please speak to Eddie Van Halen?
Hey,
hello, Eddie.
Dude, how you doing?
We don't have the money to pay you to play at Camden Yards.
Okay, P.S., Marty. Pound sand.
And hunters in Kentucky will want to get out their M16s. Starting tomorrow morning, it's squirrel hunting season. Experts say this year's season will be the best squirrel season ever.
Look at the size of that one.
Squirrel hunting is always best after a good crop of nuts. There are a lot of squirrels this season, and I recommend trying them with McCormick's poultry seasoning.
Yeah, yum yum.
And finally, in Mexico, a model who already has 42 double G bust measurement is now going after the Guinness World Record. She's made news before by insuring her chest for millions of dollars.
Yeah,
She's had 9 surgeries so far.
Senorita.
She's planning 4 more surgeries to get up to size 42 double X.
Ay, caramba.
Oh, yay, yay.
Quoting her, I don't care how many times I have to be operated on.
Incredible!
I just want to be the record holder. Record holder.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Pancho says I'm turned on.
On the Don and Mike Show.
No. Pancho says.
No, absolutely not.
Pancho says.
Pedro says.
Pedro, when you're on 95, Pedro says.
Well, Pancho, Pedro, what the hell?
Same difference, right?
Listen, thank you. Today on the show, the guy that jumped off the diving platform at the Olympics.
Ron Bananamanama.
That's his name. GoldenPalace.com. Go there to see him. See the pictures of that guy.
Right.
Monday, as I said, we'll get somebody better. And have a safe weekend, everybody.
Charlie Albertson.
Charlie,
thanks. Singing Senator of North Carolina.
SingingSenator.com. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you?
Can you help me with some of this pH?
Get a broom.
Good night. Okay, please stay tuned. Won't you please, for Ron and Fez, are coming up next on WJFK FM, good. Live 105 FM,
okay.
And The Buzz down in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, get the let out or whatever the hell they do when we're done. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right, that's
sweep up.
PH.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends?
Yes.
The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com. Mm. Ultimate Red Tag, the year's biggest savings event, is going on now through Sunday. Check out RosenthalAuto.com for all the locations. Year's lowest prices, best selection, free Papa John's pizza, and a chance to win one of 9 back-to-school laptops.
Baby.
That's RosenthalAuto.com for all the details.
Yeah.
Check it out. Before you take that last
this guy turns me on
this
too.
Summer, you totally need to dive into the monster savings at Verizon Wireless on really cool phones. How cool? Right now,
have a nice weekend.
An awesome camera phone for just $49.99. It's the Samsung A610 with swivel head and massive photo.
I live to entertain you.
$49.99? Whoa, that's so low. Plus, when you buy the Samsung A610, you also get the Samsung A615.
Hey, where's Ryan Fez?